best friends you never knew you had, running through the most viral stories of the day. The News Junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and C-Lane.
The News Junkie for a Wednesday, January 17, 2018. Lots to get to today. From the Girther Movement says, no way Trump is only 239 pounds. To the things a new drug called Rizzy will do to your body, and be on the lookout for the Mothman, plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Sabrina is out today. Hello, C-Lane.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Sabrina's got some personal family stuff going on. If she wants to share that with you when she comes back, she's more than welcome to do exactly that. We'll see tomorrow when everything goes back to normal, but there's a lot going on. We need your dispatches to get us through the day and some jackets in the next couple of days. I thought we were in the clear. I thought we got past
this. Oh, no, we're not.
The hell is going on this year in Florida? I don't think we had, maybe 2 days last year in the 30s, and we're about to get back down into it with another one of these winter blasts that's coming through. And this doesn't have the, what was the name of the other one? The cyclone bomb? What the hell was it called?
It was the bomb cyclone.
Bomb cyclone.
Why bomb? I don't know why the term bomb needed to be included in that. I felt that was a little misleading.
I'll tell you why, because it sounds cool. It's like a polar vortex. It's cold, man. It's as cold can be. This one's just called a winter blast, though.
The weird thing about me is, for me hearing that, is that Winter Blast used to be the name for Universal Studios, sort of like things that they would ramp up in the winter.
Oh, really? Like the events that they would do around wintertime?
Yeah, like the Grinch would show up.
Oh, that's different. That's like it's winter and you're having a blast, man.
Right, exactly. And so like all the employees would get these huge coupon books that had a bunch of great savings if you're trying to do Christmas shopping on property, or if you want to go to some of the restaurants and stuff, they had all kinds of extra incentives as a thank you, and you would get your some extra comp tickets too. So it would be this whole part of this thing was called Winter Blast. So when I hear like there's a winter blast coming, I'm like, cool.
No, this is just weather in the 20s and 30s, which is going to hit the Central Florida area around Friday or so. Tomorrow morning, there's like a wind chill advisory, really, really, really cold. And you start to think, oh, I don't have to worry about the plants anymore. I can take the garbage bags off my, rose bushes, whatever you got. I don't do that kind of stuff. But it's not over yet. We're at least going to get one more of these throughout the night into Thursday morning and then into Friday with temperatures way down into the 20s. And 30s, which is cold as hell for us Floridians here. And it's going to be breezy. That makes things a little bit worse. That's just the way it goes. And you know what's weird? It's killing the theme parks. All the water parks are shut down when this kind of stuff happens. You're not
doing it. Of course.
They should leave it open, though. They should leave it open for that Polar Challenge type exploration day, but do like half off tickets.
No, because
you die.
That's going to be, there's people get hypothermia.
Perfect.
The insurance skyrockets.
It'll be scary like Halloween Horror Nights, but it'll be water park weird weather.
They're still going to need the people running like Discovery Cove and stuff to be there. Because they've got the fish are all in there and that they're getting super cold.
Yeah, imagine. Well, it's happening in my house.
Your fish. Are getting...
I don't want to give you already an Aquaman update.
I don't have the button. You can say you can say all the Aquaman stories you want today.
Freedom,
big guy.
Right now. Yeah, I had to put a. I don't usually use a heater in the tank, but it started getting really cold in there, and I unplugged it and put it away because it's been nice the last couple of days. Now I got to break that thing back out, otherwise my puffer fish is going to be frozen in there. And I have a bunch of fish sickles because the damn things will die. That's
fish sickles.
Yeah, it's a total possibility. So I got them nice and toasty for the next couple of days. We talked about how this is so weird. Last Friday, there was a doctor who was going to give President Trump a full-on testicle-tugging physical and go through the president's numbers, get up and close and personal. And
we talked about it right in front of a bunch of kids.
It was a little uncomfortable then, but now no children around, and we can get into this a little bit more. I got to tell you, I'm not a fan of conspiracy theories. I try to be a logical, level-headed guy. I'm on board with this one. I'm on board with the Girther movement. which is a takeoff of the birther movement that targeted President Obama.
Yeah, but it sounds porno-like.
Well, it's not girth of his genitals. So they didn't give any measurements of that necessarily. But they did give President Trump's details, and there is no way, no how, that that dude is 239 pounds. No way, no how. It's just not happening. I'm 6 foot tall, weighed myself this morning, 202 pounds. I got to lose like 10 pounds plus to get in the zone I'm looking to get into. And I'm 6 foot tall, 202 pounds. He's only 37 pounds more than me. He's 6 foot three, and they say 239 pounds. No way in hell. With a BMI of 29.9. This is weird that we get to know all this stuff.
Well, I mean, it's selectively released, but for some reason, people really want to know it.
They do. They're curious.
I think they want to know more about his mental health than his physical health.
They did some of that, too.
I know, yeah.
They did some of the releases about his mental health because he had some other tests done. Blood pressure, 122 over 74. I forgot what it's supposed to be. What is it, 120 over 80?
I just know mine is high.
Not good?
Like,
yeah.
Mine is like 140-something over... I don't know, 90.
Well,
something.
I told you the other day, I learned my lesson about the blood pressure thing because
about
man
not getting
alive.
Your blood pressure taken drunk.
I went out and had a couple of drinks months and months and months ago. And I said, you know what? Let's go to Publix and get some stuff. Muffin Lady and I go over to Publix, and they got that like space age machine that you sit in. And you
it's put... not space age.
No,
it's
man.
It's the same machine they've had for.
They have updated them. No. It's the same scales in Publix. The machine, I forgot what it's called, it's got like a little nickname. And it's new now. It's got like a iPad in front of it, and you put your arm in the cuff like you used to. But I'm telling you, there's some upgrades that are happening there. And I did my blood pressure, and they show you in the form of like a speedometer kind of thing. And you want to be right in that, you know, that zone, the green zone. And I did it, and it went way past anything healthy. It's like lighting up. There's alarm bells.
You were higher than normal?
Maybe I was below. Whatever it was, there was like bells going off. Hey, seek doctors immediately. And I think I almost died several days later just of the anxiety attack. His resting heartbeat was 68, they said. And they go on, all this other stuff. He's on a daily multivitamin. You take one of those, Sule?
No.
No, you don't take one of those?
I need to get back on the milk thistle.
Milk thistle?
Yeah, that's for your liver.
Witchcraft is that?
It's for your liver.
You take a milk thistle pill every day?
Yeah.
All it does is make your liver process the alcohol better?
It's enzymes to promote liver health. You should take it.
Put that on my wish list on Amazon. He also takes 10 milligrams of Crestor to lower cholesterol, 81 milligrams of aspirin for heart health, 1 milligram of Propecia, it says Propertia, but I think they mean Propecia. That's the hair loss thing. And then it says Soolantra cream to treat rosacea. That's what he's on. We know all that about him now.
They also said he takes, wait, you just said it, for balding?
Yeah.
Is that the Propecia?
Yeah. It says Propertia here, unless that's something different.
It's Propecia. The 81 milligrams of aspirin, that's the baby aspirin?
Right.
My girlfriend takes baby aspirin.
You're supposed to, I thought.
And, but she, when she was told to start taking it, went down the baby aisle looking for it.
Oh, you could just find it in the regular people's aisle?
It's in the medicine aisle like all the other medicine. It's just a really tiny one.
So I don't believe this 239 pounds thing. No how, no way. They started comparing it to some other people, like Marcus Smart of the Boston Celtics, who's 6'4", 220 pounds. Ron Baker of the Knicks, 6'4", 220 pounds. There's Jose Abreu of the Chicago White Sox, 6'3", 260 pounds, that guy is. And Trump, I mean, nothing against him, but the guy doesn't look like he's in the best shape of his life. He's got a big old belly on him, 239 pounds. No way, no how. That was like when you go to the doctor and you go, give me a little leeway maybe, knock me down a couple. I know it says 255 on that, but can we just do 239? And the doctor came out, did a whole press conference and everything.
I love these side-by-side pictures. Cam Chancellor, who I'm not even really sure what team that gentleman plays for.
No.
He's 6'3", 232, and they have him looking ripped in a side-by-side with Trump looking for his golf ball.
No way, man. I'm not buying it.
I mean, obviously there's differences in fat and muscle, And still,
please, that adds up. And there was a press conference. The guy's taking all kinds of questions about the president's health.
Here's some questions as part of your exam. I'm wondering if you talked to the president about this, about the president's mental fitness. He has pushed back on that, calling himself a staple genius. Can you assess the president's mental fitness for office?
Absolutely. So many of you may have picked up on the fact that we did do a cognitive assessment as part of the exam. And initially, I had no intention of including a cognitive assessment in this exam because, to be honest with you, per all the guidelines that are out there, it's not indicated at this time. A lot of the guidelines would suggest that you do cognitive screening questions, and that if you have a positive or concerning answer in the screening questions, that then you engage with a cognitive screening tool. So I had no intentions whatsoever doing that, like I said, because I didn't feel it was clinically indicated. And part of the reason I didn't think it was clinically indicated is because I've spent almost every day in the president's presence since January 20, 2000, last year, when he got into office.
So the president wanted to do this cognitive test to show, like, I don't have Alzheimer's, I don't have dementia, I'll take this test. This same doctor worked for the president before, too. President Obama had the same doctor.
And I've seen him every day. I see him sometimes three times a day because of the location of my office. We have conversations about many things. Most don't revolve around medical issues at all. But I've got to know him pretty well. And I had absolutely no concerns about his cognitive ability or his neurological function. So I was not going to do a cognitive exam. I had no intention of doing one. The reason that we did the cognitive assessment is plain and simple because the president asked me to do it.
So we passed that. I guess he got a perfect score on the cognitive test. And now we can stop talking about the president's health. But probably not, because I'm sure people will continue to talk about that. However, there are more important things to talk about, like that damn meteor that flew through the skies of the Midwest last night and scared the hell out of a whole bunch of people. I've even tracked down the guy that found the thing, where it landed after flying through the sky. It's crazy as hell. Wait to hear some of the details of this story. Plus, we want your dispatches. When we return, we'll get into all of that. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
If you're not confused, you are not paying attention. This is the News Junkie.
Oh man, C-Lane, did you have the right idea? With the cold weather coming on, you made this, I saw on your Instagram page, you made the biggest batch of shepherd's pie I've ever seen in my life. There's no better cold weather food to me than like piping hot shepherd's pie. You can't go wrong. Potatoes and meat.
That was a good call. And then this was the winter blast shepherd's pie, I think. Are we already in winter blast, or is that coming
up? I think we're
up
right now. We're at the beginning of winter blast right now.
Well, I mean, and that's almost gone, so I'm going to have another cold weather food. Last time it got cold, there was just a gigantic batch of chili.
Everybody tries to do the simple thing where they go, it's cold outside, I want some soup or some chicken noodle soup even. It's such a boring one. When it gets really cold outside, man, shepherd's pie, it's like smoking, you know, the steam coming off of it when it goes over to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it warming up your soul.
You need something. I mean, soup, you know, soup does its job, but you need something that's going to put some meat on you, some insulation.
That's the move. That's what my mom used to do. It was one of the three things she could cook, and two of them were terrible, but the shepherd's pie I was okay with. My mom made the worst. Oh, God. And she's dead, so it doesn't matter. She's not going to hear this. But she made the worst tuna noodle casserole ever.
I think you've talked about this before. Is it canned tuna and like a thing of noodles?
It was just bad. I don't even remember what she put on it. There were two things I would lie about in my life. If I was in PE class and it was the president's physical challenge test. You know what that was called?
It was the president's
like physical assessment test, and you had to climb the ropes and stuff. That day, my lie was, "Oh, not feeling well. I'm too sick to climb the ropes because I'm not making it up there."
It was the president's fitness challenge.
That one, yeah. On that day, I would lie, and then on the day that my mom said tuna noodle casserole was on the table for dinner, nope, not feeling well. Not going to eat tonight.
Oh, I thought you were going to lie and tell her it was good.
No. God, I can't even get past the taste of the thing. But yeah, make sure you're ready for this stuff. Because a lot of people go, oh, this weather's not going to be that bad. Then you're kind of stuck inside because you don't want to go out and brave the cold weather. And if you don't do that, we mentioned this, you have to make sure you take care of the people who you have deliver you stuff. When it's freezing cold outside and the wind's blowing, I don't care if it's Florida or not. You do Uber Eats, you pay extra on that one.
Yeah.
When it's cold and windy outside. Before we get to the dispatches sent through the News Junkie app, last night, everybody starts freaking out. Right about 8 o'clock at night, there was a meteor in the skies over the Midwest, across Michigan. Several states ended up seeing this thing. It's really cool looking. There's like 6 states that you could see it, and there were so many videos, dash cam video. It's pitch black, and then a streak of very bright light, like lighting the whole road up.
What?
As this thing flies through the sky.
This is literally the first I've heard of it.
Really? You didn't hear about it? Oh, man.
When you teased it, I was like, there was a meteor?
There was a meteor that hit, and not only did this meteor hit last night, it caused a 2.0 magnitude earthquake near New Haven, where the damn thing landed. And they, all these people started freaking out and kind of panicking. The news organizations are like, oh God, get the cameras going. We got breaking news here. We got a bright light in the skies and we think it's a meteor.
A flash of light and the big boom rattled homes and nerves all over tonight. 7 Action News reporter Andrea Eisen begins our Team 7 coverage.
Quite a show out there, Andrea.
Cool looking.
Oh, what a night it has been. Our newsroom has been extra, extra busy. We received hundreds of phone calls, hundreds of emails.
How excited do these people sound?
And they don't get a whole lot of stuff like this.
Oh, what a night it's been.
Social media going wild because people want to know what the heck they heard, what the heck they saw tonight. We had a young man come up to us from Dearborn. He goes, I witnessed something I've never, ever seen before. And I tell you what, he was not the only one.
I was a little spooked.
Surveillance and dash cams are going crazy all across Southeast Michigan. If you did not see it.
Just a flash of light. It lasted maybe half a millisecond.
And if you did not hear it.
A very loud bang.
Then you missed a major event in Michigan.
I was shocked for a second. I said, what could that be?
And you better believe Joseph Gwynn was not the only one bewildered.
This lady is really putting on a show today for the local news. And you better believe he was not the only one bewildered. The guy just giving like one-liners.
I was pretty shocked.
She's working overtime.
Oh, what a night.
She's working overtime because her man on the street is not that excited about this. He's not nearly as thrilled as the newsroom.
It's on Facebook. People are saying, yeah, I heard it in Allen Park. Another guy said that he heard it on Wyoming and Ford Road. My friend in Lincoln Park said that he thought someone was breaking into his house. My sister said that it shook her house. And someone also told me that a meteor hit.
Bingo. According to the National Weather Service.
This lady. Bingo! I found the guy on Twitter. You got to see this, Elaine. There's a guy who actually found the meteorite.
Okay.
I swear to you. It's on Twitter, his name is Jacob, J-A-C-O-B, _ D-R-O-S-K-I. So Jacob Droski. And when this thing landed, I guess he ran up to it and started seeing this thing. He said, craziest thing happened. My friend's mom said she saw smoke after the meteor, so we went to check it out. And there's the meteor in the snow. It's about the size of a tennis shoe, maybe a little bit bigger than that. And he's trying to steal the meteor because I guess the emergency services were headed out to get this thing, but he wanted to steal the meteor, but it's too hot to steal. And he's throwing snow on it. Nothing will cool it down.
Is it illegal to steal a meteor?
I don't know. He was trying to do it, but he didn't know. Like, you see him putting his hands by it and, like, confused as to what he can do with this damn meteor. Go down to where you see it on his timeline, and you'll see the guy actually found it.
How do I take it?
And then, yeah, he said, how do I take this thing? Then he said the cops showed up, so they got out of there. But, yeah, there it is, a big, giant rock that was just in the snow. And, yeah, if you take it, you can sell the pieces of the meteor. I'd be worth money. I just don't know if you can, if you're legally allowed to do that.
Well, what would stop you from doing it? Who owns the meteor?
You would, I guess, if it landed on your property, I would think. Because that's right there, or whoever's got that space where this has landed in the snow, but they were panicking, freaking out. Send us your dispatches today right through the News Junkie app as per usual. Let's see what's on your mind. Let's go to Ginger with a dispatch.
So these 13 kids reminded me of a story of growing up. So there was a foster house down the street from us. And the kid, one little boy would always come to our house and ask for a glass of milk. He's like, I just want milk. Will you give me milk? And so I'd be like, sure. I mean, I was like 13. He was really little, probably like 4 or 5.
Oh, man,
sad. Never saw these foster parents.
Just in case you're wondering, this is about the story where they found these 13 kids in a house. They'd been chained to beds. Some of them were 29 years old, looking like they were little young children.
Never. But supposedly there was kids down there. Anyways, years later, my mom calls me up and she goes, you'll never believe who came to the house. She goes, did you know that there was a 16-year-old girl that lived in that foster home down the street? I said, no. She goes, yeah, she came to my house and asked me if I knew who lived there because she wanted to go in and look at the shed in the backyard because she used to be chained up back there for weeks at a time being punished. And she had to cross that bridge in her mind to get over like that part of her life.
That's freaky.
So she wanted to go see it.
So we knew the people that lived there.
I don't know if I would want to go back. Like that. Do you remember the video of the guy who was keeping the woman hostage in the shipping container in his yard? And then they had this moment where they filmed themselves
like the movie Room.
Yeah, basically like that. And the police filmed themselves as they opened the shipping container, and you could see her in there, and the light hitting her for the first time, and she just looks all out of sorts, as you would imagine. If I'm that person, I don't ever want to go back to the shed. I don't ever want to see the shipping container again.
I don't
want to
see any shipping containers.
Yeah, I would.
I'd probably freak out. They have places that are made of shipping containers, like little shopping center. Not necessarily tiny houses, but we went to one in Vegas that was like a collection of little boutique shops and a couple little restaurants that are all made out of these recycled shipping containers.
Sure.
And they're all stacked on top of each other. They've been outfitted with air conditioning and electricity and stuff. And really the only, besides stacking the shipping containers and doing all that, they just kind of built some walkways around them and some stairs so you can get around them and see them. I don't even think I could go into something like that.
No, I wouldn't want to. I guess this person wanted some closure.
You know, they let her in. She looked at the backyard and just bawled her eyes out. And we had no idea this whole time we were living in this house, four houses down, and these kids were being chained up, and it was mind-blowing. And I think about it every once in a while. I'm like, what could I have done? I mean, I was 16, so not a lot. But anyways, that's just, it happens all the time. And this was in Rockledge. Anyways.
Wow. Thank you, Ginger. Appreciate the dispatch. Over to the Echo C with a dispatch.
Hi. So this is going to be one of those sappy dispatches where I talk about how much I love the show.
Well,
and I think you guys are amazing. And I'm so glad I actually signed up for secret shows and all the rest of it because you guys have kept me sane.
All right. See you later. Are we headed for a butt here? Whenever I start to get buttered up like this,
I don't think this is a butt.
You think it's just going to be positive?
No butt.
And she's got a great British accent.
Yes.
Last year where I went through so many life changes, becoming a single mom, starting to work retail, that can sometimes be hell.
Sure.
As I'm sure a lot of the other listeners know. And moving twice, spending 3 months sleeping on a couch.
Jesus.
So, yeah, thank you so much for being here. And I am so grateful also to the chat fam because I haven't been able to be there much because of said retail schedule. But when I am, you guys are awesome and thank you. Thanks. Cheerio.
Thank you. It's very nice. And I like with every once in a while we get a story about the chat room that's uplifting. It's great. It's not, hey, I downloaded the News Junkie app, made my profile, went in the chat room, and it was utter chaos and the people were evil to me. That sounds like people helping other people there. So thank you, the Echo C. And keep in mind always, at least you're not locked up in a shed behind a house. You've got that going for you. So count your blessings. Here is Tater Boy with a dispatch.
What up, News Junkie and crew? Happy Tuesday, Sean C. Lane. Lovely Sabrina, who is out today. Girl, we're pulling for you, whatever you're going through. Love you. Hoping everything's okay. Hope nobody's injured. Just take care of your business, mama, and come back when you're ready. Have a good day, junkies. Chat family, love you. Peace out.
More chat love. Thank you, Tater Boy. No, it's not a... she's fine. She's fine. She'll just discuss it when she gets back if she wants to. Here's the real Ryan.
Wiener, Wiener Wednesday. Wiener Wednesday. Wiener Wednesday. Happy Wiener Wednesday.
To you too, the real Ryan. We'll go over to Charlie Foxtrot.
Good morning, news junkie. Good morning, C-Lane. Good morning, Sean.
Hi.
Good morning, Sabrina. Sabrina.
Not here.
Wait a minute. You know what that means. Wiener, 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 wiener,
wiener, wiener, wiener Wednesday.
Wiener Wednesday. Oh. One douchebag next to another douchebag. Sean being a dick all the time, but only to see Lane. Wiener, wiener, wiener.
God, it's hard to hate it when he's singing it just about right.
One douchebag next to another douchebag.
It hurts, but it's fair. Here's Fish on Jay.
Winter Blast is another way of saying I just nosedive in a pile of cocaine.
No, oh, yeah. No. This is a serious thing, I think, right? Your pets are in danger. Your plants are in danger. All the pee things are in danger when the weather gets this cold. And we get hit with 30s and 20s in Central Florida. Just be aware, this is going to happen. It always sneaks up on you. And I know, even when I know it's cold, like I did it a little bit last night where I went out. And as I left, I said, you know what? It doesn't seem that cold. Go out and the wind's blowing and you start chattering your teeth. Just be prepared. Do the right thing. I want to talk about this Rizzy drug, but we got to give it some time because... this is a weird one. We get one of these about every 6 months, I'd say.
We got to give it time because it's a anti-lunchtime drug?
No. It's just we need to get into the details of what happened here and what is going on with this drug that is making the rounds on the streets of the United States of America. We've saved people from various drugs in the past, like Flocka. There's so many that I don't
cheese.
Even cheese. Was a drug named cheese?
Wasn't there? Yeah, cheese. Cheese.
I don't remember cheese.
It was like a heroin mixed with some other stuff.
And it was called cheese? With a bunch of E's in it?
I don't know if it had extra E's.
You can't go up to your drug dealer and go, hey man, can I get some of that cheese? That's not a drug transaction.
Yeah, let me get that cheese, yeah.
Kind of lingo there. But we'll hear about Rizzy. What's happening with Rizzy? And whether you want to stay away from it or maybe try some, we'll learn all about that when we return. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Our wall is waiting for all your insights, not fit for radio broadcast. Facebook.com/Real Radio Orlando. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. The biggest stories of the day in all their glory and insanity. You're listening to the News Junkie.
And I'll hang with my friends. I wanna hang with my friends. I wanna hang with my friends.
One of the best parts of this show, without a shadow of a doubt, is that you, through the News Junkie app, can send whatever you want in. Some people are hilarious. Some people are terrible. Some people are weird. Some people have actual news. Well, let's be honest. We don't actually get all that much news through the app. Just people being either funny or weird or not funny.
Not through the app.
And that's fine. We enjoy that. But it's one of the coolest things ever when we go out to an event. We, you know, throw a party and everybody shows up and we know you as well. So people wear name tags and stuff, and they'll go, look, I'm this dispatcher, that dispatcher. There's a hierarchy of dispatchers. Some of them sign autographs on the roads. It's awesome. That whole thing is awesome. But I think we got to call people out when it's just getting a little bit too lazy. And I'm going to do that right now. I didn't want to have to do this, Celine, but I think we actually talked about this the other day, you and I.
Uh-huh.
We mentioned this. Do you know who I'm going to talk about already before I say it?
Somebody's getting lazy?
Somebody's getting lazy. Somebody's really dropping the ball. And we love the dispatches. We appreciate them. Send them in. Record them. You two could be on the radio right alongside us.
I know. I know exactly what you're about to talk about.
Who is it?
Food Tip Max.
Food Tip Max, Max Graphics, whatever you want to call him.
Max. His name's not even Max. I forget what it is.
That's the most bizarre thing. He has a graphics company, and it's Max Graphics, but we just started calling him Max, and it ended up with that. First, he did a dispatch. No lies here. Every single day, and it would be some weird recipe that he would be telling everybody about, and it usually contained bacon, and it became the same thing over and over again. Then Max, and I thought this was kind of fun to look at in the submitted dispatches, started doing photos, right? And he had the audio dispatch, and then he had the photo of what he created.
I just saw what you're...
As of late, C-Lane and I had a conversation, and we said, what's going on with Max Graphics, the dispatcher? He's not even sending the audio dispatches anymore, because I haven't been playing them, if I'm honest, but he's just doing photos of the food he made. This is lazy, Max. Today's is... Hot tamale plus chewy sweet tart equals awesome. That is not a recipe.
Just him holding a hot tamale and a chewy sweet tart in one hand. Yeah. Are you stoned, Max?
He has to be. You could make that with the stuff that's in your couch cushions. That is not, Max, get it together, man. All of these folks sending in grade A dispatches, and we'll get to more of them just a moment from now. And you can be sending in yours today. I want to see a lot of first timers. There's a bunch of them lining up that we'll get to. Like Terrence sent in his first dispatch ever. So did Witty Name Here. We'll get to those in just a moment. Well, we got to talk about drugs, if you don't mind. And did you find the name? You were thinking about this drug that we had mentioned before.
What, cheese?
You thought the name of it was cheese. Was that right?
No, that's correct. Cheese was, oh my gosh, why did I hit that?
Like, yo, let me get some cheese?
Yeah, it was a heroin-based recreational drug. It was big in the media. It was called cheese because it looked like crumbled up like Parmesan.
All right.
And it was heroin with crushed tablets of certain over-the-counter cold medications such as Tylenol PM. Such medications contain acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, and the antihistamine diphenhydramine, the active ingredient in Benadryl.
Just smoke a joint. Just find some simple drugs that are already there. There's a new one, and that's why I'm talking about this. I'll tell you about it in a second. But we talked about Crocodile. Remember that one? Good God. Flocka. I can't remember them all because there's been so many of these street drugs that hit, and they're cheap as hell for a while. People who are usually addicted to something much worse will go to them because they can afford them. And the latest is called Rizzy. And I wonder if you ask for this on the street, if you just look like an old person.
Get that Rizzy.
The drug has been found all over the country, but in this case, Ohio police have sent a warning to other area law enforcement agencies after the skin on a man's arms was eaten away, possibly as a result of injecting a new heroin combination. It's always a heroin cocktail. Graphic pictures obtained by Cleveland-based WEWS show black marks and skin peeled off both arms of a 25-year-old man. The drug he did, Rizzy. Rizzy powder is a flower centerpiece maker for white flower centerpiece. Oh, God, did they give me the directions on how to make this goddamn thing?
Don't do it. You've done this before.
Heroin and then this Rizzy powder that you use, you're supposed to use for a flower centerpiece to feed the petals of the flower. And if the heroin was laced with this, they fear that not only is it going to get you mega high and you might die from the damn thing, but if you do Rizzy, this guy's skin on his arms fell off. And the photo is unbelievable. Did you see the photo yet of this?
R-I-Z-Z-I? Oh,
yeah, R-I-Z-Z-Y is the name of the drug. I don't even know if we could put this up on See It Now. It's that bad. Like, it's incredibly graphic.
Oh.
And it shows the guy's arms that have peeled off. Is that too much? I don't know. We'll post that up somewhere so you can see it. We'll post it up on the Twitter account, at the News Junkie, for those of you who want to take a look at this thing. But if you hear somebody saying, hey, I've got some extra Rizzy, stay away from it, for God's sake. First time dispatch from Terrence, as promised. Here we go.
C-Lane, you're thinking of Crocodile, which is opiates mixed with ether and gasoline or diesel.
No.
It originated in Russia. It, deteriorates your skin and leaves holes in your body.
Why do people want to get high that bad? You must have some bad stuff happening in your life. You want to get high that bad. Here's Witty Name Here with the first dispatch going to the front of the line.
Maybe it's just me, but couldn't that guy have used a shovel to pick up the meteorite? I guess some people just don't think well in the moment.
Hey, he was wondering what to do. He didn't have a shovel with him. You had heard that a meteorite was flying by this week. Saw it as it landed or saw some smoke. And it must have been pretty... I'd be interested in how hot that damn thing was, because it was just a smoldering rock and probably started out a lot bigger than the PC found, which was the size of a football. But if he could have picked it up, that's money right there. You look all over eBay, you have a real provable meteorite piece, it's definitely worth some money. But it might also give you, and this is where you could put a markup in, superpowers. I mean, this is how comic books start. Guy goes through the neighborhood, meteorite flies through, you find it on the snow plank in front of you. You touch it and you don't realize how hot it is. Boom, you're meteorite man, just like that.
Yeah, they even said, he was tweeting like, I hope I get some special powers out of this.
I don't know if he did yet.
Not yet.
Yeah,
no.
But he got scared out of there. The police arrived, and when the police arrived, he wasn't able to get the damn meteorite, unfortunately. Here's Ace Window.
Weeder Wednesday, Weeder Wednesday, Weeder Wednesday, Weeder Wednesday. Do the Weeder Wednesday. Wednesday.
Oh, you fell apart at the end, man. It turned into a mess. Here's the light bill man with the dispatch.
Hello, news junkie.
Hi.
I just thought I'd share with you that one thing that they actually make out of meteorite is really high dollar chef knives.
Oh, yeah.
I just happened to watch a show on it like 2 weeks ago and heard y'all talking about it. So, yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah, you're into cooking. See, have you ever seen one of those?
No.
Oh, look that up. Like, meteorite chef knife. They're nice.
We just got a set of the super sharp ceramic chef knives.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kicking ass.
They get expensive. I didn't realize this. There was like a Christmas thing one time, and my girlfriend goes, my mom wants a new chef's knife. I said, sure. And then you start looking at them, and it's just the big one that you use all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine if that thing was made out of meteorites, how expensive it would be. We got to be talking like $1,000 or something, right? Did you see one? See if you can find one of those.
Let's see.
Tell me how much.
Meteorite
chef knife. Well, we go to Jed.
So a lot of times when these things fall from space or fall to Earth from space, they vaporize on impact or burn up in the atmosphere. There's very little mass that's actually left from the meteor once it becomes a meteorite. And if it is large enough to be found afterwards, and it's not just dust or vaporized, there's often several pieces. There'll be more than
big
just
chunks.
Like one big rock. So if it happened last night at 8 o'clock, and you still got, you know, you got this one guy finding one piece, there will likely be stories of people finding other pieces coming up soon. Just something to keep in mind.
You just take it, you put it in your backyard for a little while, then bury it maybe or something. And wait, and make sure you have all the photographs to prove what this is, and then sell that when the opportunity's right. That's how you do it. Here's Billy.
Morning, news junkies.
Hey, morning, afternoon.
Trying to get a dispatch through for us since the new year, actually. But I'm going to try again.
Here you are.
Just wanting the world to know that I'm going to be a daddy.
Oh,
new listener coming soon. Want to say baby junkie, but I don't know if that sounds politically correct. We'll go with it. Baby junkin' coming soon.
Baby junkie? Don't call your baby a baby junkie.
No.
Or a junkie baby. You could say Fickle Baby off of the Fickle Beast mascot of the News Junkie radio show.
Correct.
You could say, I mean, that's a little more. Tim, we even had onesies at one time with those on there. But when you say junkie baby, people in the hospital are going to think that your wife is strung out on Rizzy and that this is a little crack baby that you're cranking out in front of them. They'll be talking behind your back for sure. Here's Daniel.
Do you want to buy a car?
Yeah.
Are you going to buy a car?
Yeah.
Should you buy a car?
Yeah.
Is Sean a douche? I'm just kidding. Sean's not a douche, but oh man, that commercial is too good.
I don't even know what he's talking about. The only commercial that I know that I scream at with you guys is God said, man said. What? And that's the one I get emails. I'm like, what the hell is this? I don't know what it is. I'm screaming right along with you. I don't know what it is or how these people get access to the station. I'm not going to that website, but...
They just pay the money. All you got to do is pay the money.
Yeah, they throw up the bucks to do it, and there you go. Back in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. Yeah. story time with the three best friends you never knew you had. This is the News Junkie.
Oh, what a bummer. I forgot about this band for a while until this morning. And it's a pop band, pop punk band in the late 90s, I think early 2000s. I feel like they were one of those bands that broke up a couple of times. And then you just haven't heard from them in a long while now. You remember this band, C-Lam?
Oh.
I don't know. This might be out of your timeline. All right, yeah. It sounds like you know it.
Oh,
that's the name of the song, In This Diary.
I don't
remember
know.
This is? The Ataris.
Yeah.
And they did a cover of...
They did a cover of Boys of Summer.
That's what it was.
By
yeah.
Don Henley.
Yep, they did a cover that was their biggest hit. And then they had this song, which was a pretty decent hit. And now the bassist, who's doing that, that guy right there, is headed to jail. Michael Davenport, who's best known as the bassist of this band, the Ataris, was indicted on charges of federal conspiracy and fraud, and he had cheated 100,000 people out of $27 million. So they say right here, like, how did they do this? This is pretty crazy. According to the indictment, the bassist for the Ataris was involved in a telemarketing organization that operated under the name American Standard, but had some other names, too. They would put ads on Craigslist.
Wait. Isn't American Standard a company that makes toilet seats?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but that's the name they used for this whole scam as well. They placed ads on Craigslist for pre-foreclosure houses that were for sale at values that were far below market. However, when anybody called American Standard to respond to the ad, they were forced to pay $199 to access information about that property. So you follow so far? I put an ad on Craigslist. You go, oh, sweet deal on a house. I'm going to get in on this. All right, I'll pay the $200. Who knows how many thousands or tens of thousands I'm going to save on this pre-foreclosure house. And then they got scammed. Little did customers know there wasn't actually a house for sale, and they paid $200 for basically no reason at all. Here's where it gets annoying. And if you knew while this was happening to you that it was the bass guitarist of the Ataris that was scamming you, you would have went out, found every one of their CDs that was available, and put them in a bonfire and watched them with glee burn away. Because listen to this. In order to get a refund, American Standard representatives told callers they would need to wait 3 months or 90 days. Then mail in a formal request for their money back, which included 5 copies of letters from other property owners proving the homes were in fact not correctly listed. Even when callers went through all this effort, they got no money back. I've had this stuff before. I had a long, long time ago with the News Junkie app and the newsjunkie.com. I've gone through a lot of different companies that host the website and the app. And it's expensive. There's a lot of people that use the app, so it's expensive to keep all this stuff up. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month to keep things going with the hosting alone. And I found this company, and it's $99 a month, unlimited bandwidth.
Yeah,
this sounds great.
Too good to be true, even?
Way too good to be true. So I sign up for this, and then I realized very quickly, this is not going to work the way they're saying it is, and you have to be able to manage this stuff yourself. So I said, I'd like to cancel my account. Otherwise, they're going to charge me $99 every single month. It's over and over, recurring charge.
Correct.
And when I call them, they go, all right, take this piece of information, or this PDF, print it out, put all your information on it, get it notarized by somebody.
To cancel your account?
Then I need a picture of you holding your ID, a scan of your ID, and all these hoops that you have to jump through, and you go, I know what you're doing. You're making it annoyingly difficult to cancel something that is a recurring bill, and because it's so annoyingly difficult, you're just raking in money from people who are frustrated here, and you definitely can't do that. In fact, I feel like for a while, remember when the great MySpace migration over to Facebook happened? You remember that?
Yeah.
And MySpace for a while was making it really difficult to delete your account. You had to do the same thing, like a picture of you with your license. Oh, yeah. All these people would do this stuff to make it so difficult that you just wouldn't do it.
I just remember, and it wasn't the same scheme, because it wasn't a scam to make it so difficult that you got annoyed, but the people that worked for AOL, the retention department, had like really strict goals for what they do. Their job was to keep people from canceling their AOL accounts.
So somebody's getting it when DSL was starting to be a big thing. Faster internet's coming along.
Cable, all the other services, right. and people wanted. I mean, for a while you had like a bring your own internet version of AOL, mm-hmm. where you could scale down to the lowest fee just for the services they provide.
You're still getting those chat rooms though.
Yeah, but and if you wanted to cancel completely, you had to get on the phone with them, and they made it so difficult because it was their job, and if you cancel, they're not doing their job correctly, and mm-hmm. they're worried about losing their job, so they would make it very hard, and they're offering you all kinds of stuff, and they're giving you the runaround, and it wasn't until somebody recorded their conversation with the AOL people. And you see how long it was and how difficult and tedious it was that went a little bit viral, and they had to completely change up their retention scheme.
It's not only that, it's illegal in a lot of cases, especially with this guy from the Ataris that got busted. $27 million they scammed out of people.
$27 million in $200 installments, that is a lot of people.
That's a lot of pissed off people. And then they go, what are you going to do? Complain to the Better Business Bureau? We don't care. We don't care if you do that. It's not going to change anything about what we do or our company or any of that stuff. So now you can hate that band. Every time you hear this song pop up on rock radio, you can go, that's the guy. He wanted people to wait 90 days to cancel their accounts, jump through hoops, get a bunch of people to sign stuff. No, 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 no. I killed it, ceiling. I got rid of that for
good for you.
You don't have to deal with that anymore.
Thank you.
Worry about many things, but don't worry about the things that aren't going to impact your life. However, you need to worry about your pets when it comes to this time of year. And not only the human version of flu that's spreading around, but dog flu, which is making the rounds once again. And I really didn't know. I only had one dog growing up, and it was this most annoying beagle that my dad just had to have. I think we had it for like a couple of days, and just howled all the time on the tree in the backyard. Boomer was his name. But Boomer never got the dog flu. We didn't have long enough to get it. But this is widespread this year. And when these animals get this, the worst thing that happens is they spread it to other animals. So what you got to do, according to some of the experts and veterinarians, is avoid places like dog parks, avoid your animal being in contact with other animals that it's not with on a regular basis. There's a lot of stuff here. Hold on. Here's an expert, some guy who's a legitimate a veterinarian who's going to tell you how not to get this or what to look for, in fact.
Let's talk about what are some symptoms of dog flu. Now, what we're talking about is dog or canine influenza. Canine influenza has been around for a while. It's a mutated version of horse influenza virus.
Horse influenza?
What it primarily horse has flu. Shown Jesus. In the last couple of years, especially in 2007, 2008, is it's shown up in shelters. And so a dog will bring this virus in infect an entire shelter. The symptoms basically are revolving around the airway. And you get a persistent cough initially, plus or minus fever, sometimes leading to yellow nasal discharge.
Ugh.
And sometimes pneumonia.
Okay, well, that's
there
bad.
There is no vaccine for canine influenza at this time.
Do they die?
100% of dogs that come in contact with it, and it is airborne, that's the way they get it, can become infected with it. About 80% of dogs that actually get exposure become infected and show symptoms. About 8% of dogs, at least at this point, that get canine influenza can die from it.
Okay, good. Only 8%. But still, your dog could be that 8 out of 100. And make sure that when this dog flu is going around this season, you're keeping an eye on that. The damn dog can't do anything about it. It's got yellow coming out of its eyes. Just bad all the way around. Here's the one Myers with a dispatch.
Hey, junkies.
Hey.
I just wanted to send a dispatch in about this Gerther thing. You know, if everybody else would worry about their weight as much as they're worrying about Trump's weight, we wouldn't have the obesity problem that we have in the United States right now. That's for sure.
Can I worry about both?
But my question is, why is it that they can fat shame the president, but they don't want anybody fat shaming them or anyone else? But it's cool if it's Trump. I don't get that.
Hey.
Anyways, have a good day.
Don't expect fairness in a political world. It just, when you have politics, which is so poisonous, infested in any conversation, don't expect fairness, don't expect logic, don't expect any of that stuff. That said, no way is that dude 239. No way. No way is he only 37 pounds heavier than me. I look at the photos. He's 3 inches taller. He's 6 foot three.
And is he 6 foot three?
That's what they say on all this. He looks like a tall guy.
Google says 6 foot two.
The report said 6 foot three.
There are people saying that Jeb Bush was 6 foot three, and he was a tall guy.
Yeah, he was. President Trump's a pretty tall guy, too. I think on the actual physical, it said that he was 6 feet 3 inches tall. Here's Deep Toot with a dispatch.
Hey, news junkies. Hey, Deep Toot here. Turns out my neighbor killed his girlfriend this morning, I guess.
What?
I live in the house right next to where the Sanford shooting was this morning. He was a real nice guy. He worked out at the Orlando Sanford Airport. I never had any problems with him. He was real cool.
Yeah, I guess his girlfriend did.
But I don't know what happened there. That was crazy. Y'all have a good day.
Good God, man. That's scary. Sorry to hear that. Here's Sabrina's sex is just okay with a dispatch.
Hello, Sean.
Hey.
Hello, Celine. I just wanted to let you guys know, I think it's funny everybody complaining about the cold weather tomorrow. Especially when they all get to get in their nice warm cars and drive to work, where I only own a motorcycle.
Oh, that sucks.
And I get to ride to work at 5 a.m. on the motorcycle at 28 to 32 degrees.
Oh, man.
Should be fun. Everybody think of me, and have a good night.
Layers on layers on layers, man. I would just pile that out, because that is going to be cold as hell. When we come back, a CrossFit trainer faces a backlash over a video posted online, and unbelievably attempts to defend himself over this. Wait until you hear these details in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
High diving face first into the world's most viral newsroom. This is the News Junkie. She won't tell nobody what goes on in here. Walls. If they talk, they probably tell you all about love.
Finally, a story we know a lot about, C-Lane. The two of us, when people think...
Being awesome?
Christopher Lane and Sean Wasson, they think CrossFit. I think that those just go together. It's It's synonymous, and CrossFit is sort of our thing. And I hate you to the person who emailed me a moment ago, tips@thenewsjunkie.com. Andrew says, Sean is not 6 feet tall. Why would I lie about it? It's like this stupid stuff. I'm the most honest person behind a microphone probably in the country. I'm 6 feet tall and 203 pounds. I was putting myself directly up against the physical results that the president got. Yes, I am. I mean, maybe I'm getting old and kind of curving in. I might be only 6 feet tall if you straighten me out now. Like, I'm starting to come down a little bit, probably. But that's just me being honest with you. A CrossFit trainer is in trouble. And when you go to CrossFit, for those of you who haven't experienced this, see, like, we both know, you get close with your trainer. They drive you.
He's your life coach, and he's directly responsible for your success in weight loss and,
sure,
and muscle growth.
Yeah, I mean, you might be out there trying to get into one of the Tough Mudder competitions, which is basically amateur hour, or some of the more serious competitions that are out there. You might be using some of the machinery. Most people don't even know what this stuff is called. There's a Gronkster in there. You got the Warpinator. You've got many different devices that they teach you how to use when you're on the high levels of CrossFit training. And there is one thing that you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to shame other people who are in your gym. It's just a bad idea. You don't want to do that. There's even gyms that make their money off of saying we're not going to do that. Like Planet Fitness is big on that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. Some of them you can't even do the grunting.
No, they don't want any of that. They want it to be a comfortable place for regular people. But this CrossFit trainer, which this guy's a total idiot. And wait till you hear his defense of what happened here in a second. He took an Instagram video of a female client who was in the middle of a CrossFit training class who was not aware that the video was being taken. So imagine, C-Lane, it's like almost a yoga pose some of the times. This woman's got her hands on the ground and her back arched and her butt up in the air. And he's behind her. She doesn't know this. And he's taking a picture of her ass in like the yoga jeans she's doing the CrossFit workout in. And there's like three or four other shots that he did. And he posts along with it. He posts, let me see, I'm going to get the actual post here. It says, damn. And that this happened at a place called Blue Ridge CrossFit. And they said, hashtag Blue Ridge Girls. And clearly focusing on her ass and her crotch in a couple of these shots. Hashtag hump day with a smiley emoji next to that one with the tongue sticking out. Obviously inappropriate.
They look kind of like, what do you call them? Snapchats. But when, you know, once Snapchat got popular with their particular medium and delivery, then everybody had to have their own version of Snapchat. And Facebook has a story, and Instagram has a story. Everybody's got a story now.
That's what this was. It was one of those. And you can actually see what the guy posted. It's in the See It Now section of the News Junkie app. See what this CrossFit trainer was doing. Creeper style, just taking a picture of this woman's ass while she was working out. If that was your girlfriend, if that was your wife, your sister, your cousin, you'd probably be pretty pissed off about what this guy did because it's creepy. It's like creep shots, which went on forever on Reddit. Is people just behind women and they take a picture of their ass or they're bent over trying to pick something up and they just, it's creepy as hell. And this is on the official account, I think, for Blue Ridge CrossFit, or at least for this trainer. So here's the defense. Tell me if you think this went over well, Seaman. Mm-hmm. Hello, guys. This is Tom. Going to be very clear and direct here, so pay close attention. It's been brought to my attention that some people chose to get butthurt today and make a public post in this group, and some other assholes made other statements in private. You might have lost your goddamn mind if for one moment you think this is a platform or community for you to create some BS like that. No one in this establishment has the green light on that. I do not play those games. We do not acknowledge that type of petty, feeble-minded garbage. If there's something you disagree with so tremendously and feel the urge to make it public or choose to be offended, you have two choices. One, set a meeting to discuss it with me, or find a better place that's a better fit for you.
Oh, I'm sorry if you all of a sudden feel as though you're looking bad in your Facebook group, sir.
Yeah, he said, you're butthurt about this. God, you guys, you're a bunch of snowflakes. No, people don't want to have photographs like this taken of them. And they don't want to, when they're bending over, moving in this direction or that direction, have to worry about the person they're paying.
It sounds like he's the one
to do this.
Butt hurt now.
And he says, quit. You can quit the gym. Write a negative emotional or rational review for this gym. Tell three friends how horrible your experiences was and how it's accepting of degenerates, etc. Bottom line, that S doesn't fly here. BRCF is a world of reality and built with positive-minded, forward-thinking, rational human beings. It's going to stay that way. Do not let me see any more of that negative ignorance. Take it elsewhere. This is the last time I'll address something like this. And then there was a poll option. Are you smiling right now? Did you find this helpful? Are you fuming, mad, and miserable? They said they were having fun. It was supposed to be lighthearted. You don't do that. You don't do that. And if that guy's or if that lady's husband saw this, I'm sure that person would be really pissed off. If anybody who's related to this person or knew them saw it, they'd be pissed off, as would you, if you found somebody doing this. In fact, the woman in question said, I don't come to the gym to be sexualized. Not what I'm here for. And I don't blame her at all. On to the important stuff, though. I think we have something that we really need to educate people about and focus on for just a bit. And I don't even think you're aware of this, C-Len.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a letdown. You know, I thought you would have knowledge on this, and if the situation arose, you'd be able to help me and assist me, but I feel like you don't know a damn thing about Mothman.
No, I don't. What's Mothman?
You don't know a damn thing about Mothman. in different places.
You don't know about Mothman.
I know everything about Mothman. I am fully versed on all things Mothman. And everybody else will be in just a moment. Just like how you have people who believe in Bigfoot, and you have people who believe in, what's one of the other ones? The Jersey Devil or the Chupacabra?
Chupacabra is one of them. That's a big one.
Now you have, what's the one that those girls killed or tried to kill their friend over?
Slender Man.
Well, he doesn't get a lot of press, and he's mostly in the Midwest. But Mothman is another one of these characters. And there have been more and more sightings of Mothman in 2017 and 2018 than ever before. Accounts have been varied from a large black bat-like being with glowing red eyes to a big owl or something that resembled a gothic gargoyle or a Mothman. Most eyewitnesses spotted the being in flight, but some, particularly disturbing reports, detailed it dripping on or dropping onto the hoods of cars, peering in through windows, or swooping down at bystanders. So, those of you, we have listeners in Chicago, be aware, the Mothman has been seen quite a bit. There's a documentary about this. I want everybody to be fully informed here. It's very scary stuff.
Now, improvised search parties are attempting to find it. Just what it is, no one is sure.
And then when it came up over the trees, I could see it was a bird, a huge bird.
We couldn't believe what we really saw. This thing was standing there, but it had bodies like a man. You could see muscles in its legs.
Scary.
We sat there for a minute and looked at each other, and then we took off.
Oh, man.
It's been almost 50 years since the first sighting of the so-called Mothman. But what was it? Just an urban legend, or is there really some truth in the bizarre encounters with this bird-like creature?
It's got huge wings.
The first recorded sighting of it was on November the 12th, 1966, when five gravediggers working near Point Pleasant, West Virginia, a small town with a very tight-knit community, claimed to have seen a man-like figure with huge bat wings fly down from nearby trees.
Now, that was in 1966. Mothman's pretty old. I guess Mothman has a long lifespan, because now Mothman is getting up there in age for sure.
Mothman sounds like something that came straight from a tabloid magazine, like Bat Boy. Now, Bat Boy was the beloved child of, what is the National Enquirer?
I feel like Bat Boy was Weekly World News, but maybe because you had National Enquirer and the checkout line when you were going to Publix as a kid, and then you had Weekly World News said, no, we could do better. Weekly World News went way, they said, National Enquirer, that's patty cake, man. We can go way further than this. They may have had something on Mothman.
Straight over their heads.
Scary stuff.
Then just a few days later, on November the 15th, Roger Scarberry, his wife, and three other people ran terrified into the Mason County Courthouse and reported that they had witnessed a 7-foot creature with glowing red eyes and huge wings. At first they thought the red eyes were car lights, but when they realized it was in fact a creature, they sped off very quickly, with everyone in the car later reporting that the creature followed them closely but flew off into the night sky.
Oh, man. That's happening. There's more and more sightings, even into 2018, of Mothman. And we don't get to see it down here in the Southeast, but folks in Chicago, I guess, are aware of this. I spent some years there. I didn't get my eyes on Mothman at any point in time. But they made a horror movie out of Mothman. They got T-shirts, memorabilia that they sell. And there are constantly, especially as of late, sightings of this creature. It's supposed to be winged, large creature with very bright eyes. As you heard in the documentary, they thought they were like the headlights of a vehicle at some point in time. Absolutely crazy. If you ever saw that and it was real, you would be so damn scared, you wouldn't believe it. So make sure you're on the lookout while you're out there, out and about, roaming around, and focus, because you could be the next victim of Mothman. I don't think it's doing anything good out there. Back in just a moment, we'll do the next episode. C-Lane in for Sabrina and the USA Gymnastics story in a courtroom with details and testimony that you have to hear to believe. It's pretty shocking stuff. That's a little bit later on, probably right after live trivia. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. Real Radio. Real. making up for a lack of formal education by purchasing the first and subsequent rounds. You're listening to the News Junkie.
Catch up with the latest dispatches in just a moment. C-Late is going to do the next episode in for Sabrina today. She should be back possibly tomorrow. Hopefully all is well there. And we'll get to those dispatches in just a moment. But my good God, I hate these stories. I see it, and it's like a facepalm moment just reading a damn news story. And obviously, Hawaii has its fair share of problems right now. When they send out an alert to over a million people, on the island of Hawaii, well, on the state of Hawaii, I guess it was on more than just the big island, went beyond that, that this missile is incoming, and they're all going to die. Kiss your asses goodbye. This is not a drill. And then they take 38 minutes to fix that, and they also have people putting kids in the sewer system or hiding them in the closets or just generally freaking out and running around like chickens with heads cut off. So bad times in Hawaii. And then they did some digging to go back through this emergency management office, the EMA headquarters. This is the place, Celine, that actually was responsible for sending this message out.
The place that did the EAS, guessing, is what it is?
They were the place that were behind that. And I saw a screenshot of the software that they used to send out this. It is so basic. And, I mean, they need upgrades galore over there.
How basic can it be if it's sending messages to iPhones?
The interface where they send out these alerts that somebody screwed up inside and sent this, hey, there's a missile incoming alert, is so dated looking and old. And I know there's two versions of that are out there, but they're both terrible and they look way, way outdated. I thought it would be much more advanced than that. However, they were digging through the archives of the EMA, and a photo surfaced from July 2017. That's a time when the Associated Press toured the EMA headquarters in Hawaii. And when you zoom in on that photo, you see at one of the computer stations a post-it note on the right corner of the monitor, which has the password for the computer written directly on it and available for anybody that cared to see that. The password was right there in front of everybody's eyeballs, anybody who cared to look at that. They said, oh, look, we're not going to tell you what that's for, but it's not for a major piece of software or anything. They acknowledged that it was a mistake to have it. If you're sitting there right now, if you're in front of a computer right now, and you find on your monitor or around your desk area somewhere a post-it note with your passwords on it, find a better way, please. It's not that difficult. Find a better way. Take it and get one of the apps where you can have all of your passwords and usernames. I love on my MacBook, there's a keychain and it hides all my information. But if I forget one of the passwords, I could put in a major password and it reveals it all.
Oh, like you forget your passwords. I have like three passwords.
I forget mine all the time.
There is a similar thing that happens in this very room I'm sitting in. Mm-hmm. And that I had to keep reminding people whenever we would have like the news come in, and they always have to get their token shot of the VU meters running for filling shots.
Every time it's like, look, as they talk, these meters move.
And they're doing all kinds of shots of this and some of that. And I think there was even some Facebook pictures once that I had to be like, hey, could we not have a piece of paper on the bulletin board, and now it's folded up for nobody to see. It's double thumbtacked for nobody to see. But I go, can we not have a piece of paper with the studio warm line on it? Like the important secret back line that it's supposed to be for just either staff or very important guests.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, we have our local lines, right? Like, so this is that guy right there, you know. Mm-hmm. Then we have our toll-free lines. Here's an open one here. And then we have a what they call a hotline, and that's for interview subjects, or if the program director was in a full-on panic mode, Jack Bradshaw would be calling that, and
studio lights would
be going on.
I have picked up that warm line call before.
Then we have the Magic Jack line, which never give that out.
I don't even know.
What happens if I hit it? I've never hit this. What? Oh, it works!
It's a different dial tone.
Oh, it sounds nice, too. You gotta use that magic jack one of these days. Let's get to your dispatches. Some first-timers in here. Here's G-Pez with a very first-ever dispatch. Thank you.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time dispatcher. Mothman, they actually made a movie about it back in the 90s, starring Richard Gere. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Great movie. Check it out.
Thank you, G-Pez. I don't know if I'll watch that. The Mothman thing is a little frightening to me. Here's Sabrinus with a very first dispatch.
Hey, everybody. This is Chief Meteorologist J.B. King with your AccuWeather forecast. Calling in for the second dispatch of all time to the News Junkie. We've got a 50% chance of wiggle wiggle and a 50% chance of pop pop.
One or the other. Boy, do better. Do better, please. Here's Michelle.
Happy Wednesday. Missing Sabrina a little bit, but you guys are also great, so it's still going to be a good show.
Well, thank you.
Just wanted to chime in on the chat situation. I am not a chatter, but I did try it out once a while back.
Roll up your window.
And Scrotal Nectar took my profile picture and edited it. So instead of my son being in my arms, it was his face instead of my son's face. A little weird, but definitely not a bad experience, so it's still okay. Just weird as advertised.
Really creepy. Did you hear what she said? She had a photo of her and her son on her profile picture, and when she went into chat, Scrotal Nectar photoshopped his face on the son's face, so she was holding him as a baby. Very odd. Here's Miss Ting Tang.
Hey, guys. Mrs. Ting Tang here. Long time no dispatch. So today is my birthday.
Happy birthday. Yay.
Although I'm happy, I'm slightly bummed that it is my last year in my 20s. I feel like I got to do something to make this last year in this decade memorable.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Any suggestions? And on a side note, my older son Johnny was looking at the Fickle Beast onesie that you sent Joey, and he said, Mommy, that thing looks like the devil.
A little bit.
Good job, whoever designed that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, talk to you later. Bye.
Hey. Scrotal Nectar has already responded to that dispatch. He says, that woman lies.
No, really? Is this a case of mistaken identity?
I don't know. I'm relaying to you what he has said to me. He said that woman is a liar.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him. There's a lot of weird stuff that happens with his profile photos. You know this as well as I do. So that wouldn't be too far out of character. It wasn't a tribute photo or anything. So it wasn't at least that bad. Don't Google that, by the way. One more real quickly before we do the next episode. Here's Lindsay.
Hey, what's up, junkies? Just a little insight. A guy was complaining about the double standard of the fat shaming for the president. It's not fat shaming that's going on. People are upset that he's lying about more stupid stuff that doesn't matter. The guy can't say two words without lying about something completely insignificant. And this is just another example.
The reality is that the doctor, the physician who did the physical on President Trump is the same one that's been doing it for a while, including when President Obama was in charge. There's no reason to believe that he would be lying for any other reason than to help out the country by not showing some kind of information that would make it look like the leader of the United States was in some kind of bad health situation. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of. I just find it mind-blowing that he's at 239 pounds, when I would have guessed at least 269. I would have guessed at least up there. And I wonder if he just gave him a favor of just a few pounds. Like, you take 1 foot off the scale a little bit, you make a little bit of room, and you get that needle to drop, and then right there, take that number before all the weight is pressed on. That said, let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it, even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about? Nothing. Weather's nice. It's time for the next episode
with me. You sabotaged yourself. You had the opportunity to.
I had all of the things, and you know, it was just a last minute thing. Drag that over. That'll be the thing.
All right.
I'll do the next episode. We'll start off by wishing a very, very happy birthday to Miss Betty White.
That's right.
She is 90. What are you?
94?
I'm going to make you guess because I scrolled away from the actual
93.
Number. She's 96 today.
Oh, really?
The world wants to win.
wish you a happy birthday. 96 is a long time to do anything.
That's true.
Live, obviously. But she's been married 3 times, divorced twice, so one of them passed on. She hosted Saturday Night Live. Now, she broke the record for oldest person to host Saturday Night Live when she was 88 years old. This is back in May of 2010. And I would give you $100 if you could tell me the name of the person who held the record before.
Oh, my God. I just so happen to know this. Robert Longfellow.
Damn it.
No, it's not. Who is it?
Miskell Spillman.
You say,
who the hell is Miskell Spillman? Of course you say that, because she's the only person who's not a celebrity ever to host the show. There was a contest back in the 1977.
Really?
Called the Anyone Can Host Contest, where they just wanted any old person to come host the show. Not a lot happening on SNL in 1977.
That is not a good idea.
So they picked as the winner of this contest an 80-year-old German immigrant and grandmother from New Orleans, and she held the record as the oldest host in SNL history for many years until Betty White broke the record at 88 years old. We wish Betty a happy birthday.
Glad she's still with us. She credits vodka and hot dogs for her long years on Earth.
Well, yeah. I need to start eating some hot dogs because I've definitely got the vodka thing down.
You're just not mixing them right. That's the problem.
I'm supposed to mix the vodka and the hot dogs?
It's just you have enough vodka in your life. Nobody in the world is going to tell you you don't have enough vodka in your life.
No.
That is clear. But
actually, they'll probably tell me I have too much.
They will.
I'll find that out tomorrow.
100% sure. But they would tell you I have to add a little bit more hot dogs in there to get to the Betty White age.
NBC, of course, sending the entire team to the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
That's exciting.
With the exception of Megyn Kelly,
which is
a little bit awkward.
That's gonna hurt her feelings.
The decision not to send Megyn Kelly to the 2018 Winter Olympics with the rest of NBC's top team, according to one insider, is embarrassing. And had she not been the one to, unless they come out and say that this was her decision.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was either. It was announced last week she'll be staying home for the Olympics next month.
I picture her like I picture all the NBC employees down in the lobby with their luggage ready to get on the bus to the airport. She's got her stuff. It was my ticket, guys. And nobody wants to tell her.
An NBC News insider told Kelly's former employer Fox News, "This is incredibly embarrassing for Megan. Anybody who's anybody at NBC goes to the Olympics." They say, and this sounds like the biggest line of BS, "That decision does also provide a promotion of sorts for Kelly, however, who will be heading up operations in New York City for the 3 weeks." Yeah,
you know what that is? I've been that employee, okay? I know how this goes. We've got something even more important for you to do.
You have to run the show.
Uh-huh.
She's going to be doing her 9 a.m. portion of her show, or just her 9 a.m. show, from Rockefeller Center. And then going to be sending it on to the rest of the team, which is doing the entirety of NBC's broadcasting in Pyeongchang.
That's like when you first start out in radio, and the radio show that you're working with goes to the Bahamas or something, and they go, "Well, am I going to the Bahamas with them?" And they go, "We got a more important job. They couldn't even do it if you weren't there.
They wouldn't be on the air if not for you."
That's embarrassing.
So basically, Megyn Kelly's a board op, is what you're saying.
Yeah, she is.
Well, that's the thing. If you are the kind of person who loved watching the big miniseries on the O.J. Simpson trial.
Big miniseries.
The big miniseries. It was a very large miniseries. Uh-huh. It was almost a series, yeah. But
it's real close.
The number of episodes would dictate that it's still just miniseries.
Look what's ringing right now.
No way.
The Magic Jack Lodge. Should I get it?
Yeah.
Your real radio. Oh,
they hung up.
Man. Just missed it.
Son of a bitch.
There's going to be somebody genius on there one day. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
It's okay. The miniseries about OJ and the latest different kind of documentary type programming that has come out about things that happened in the 90s. You're going to love Fox News's entry into that category.
What's this?
And that's a 7-part series about Bill Clinton's impeachment.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. More installments of the documentary series Scandalous are expected, which sounds like it came straight from Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill and Hillary
For all intents and purposes, out of politics, they're top of mind on Fox News. And on Tuesday, the network announced a 7-part documentary series called Scandalous. Seven parts that will spotlight the events that led to former president's impeachment in 1998.
Like, not to make a documentary joke, but that's like a Ken Burns series. Like, you could get it done in less than 7 parts, I think.
Sweet documentary humor show.
Yeah, there's somebody out there who knows Ken Burns.
Ken Burns is. I know who Ken Burns because of the setting on your slideshow. Like, if you can have, like, just slideshow, kind of flash the pictures.
Sure.
Or wipe the pictures. Or they will do Ken Burns style, where they'll do all the zoomies and the fadies. Zoomies and fadies.
Oh, wow.
That's, I mean, Ken Burns style sounds really fancy, but zoomies and fadies is what it really is.
Okay.
January 21st is when the show will begin. It'll air for 7 weeks in the 8 p.m. time slot. Actor Bruce McGill will narrate the hour-long episode. 7 hours it's going to take them to tell the story, beginning with the failed 1980s Whitewater land deal in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas, and ending with the final determination made by prosecutor Robert Ray on the president's last day in office. The series will revisit the daily twists and turns of the investigation exactly 20 years after Monica Lewinsky was revealed to the world and captivated its citizens.
Man, I can't wait.
Yeah, that'd be super exciting for anybody who's watching that on Fox News. This guy is getting a little bit of a correction to his school record.
Beach Boys?
More importantly, the lead singer of the Beach Boys.
Sitting in bed, sleeping in bed like Brian Wilson.
Lying in bed just like Brian Wilson said.
Sleeping in bed just like Brian Wilson.
Not every genius in their field was always considered such. In their school days, Steven Spielberg was rejected by the University of Southern California School of Cinematic Arts twice. Vincent van Gogh couldn't sell a painting for a loaf of bread during his lifetime. And Brian Wilson once failed music class.
Damn.
And because Hawthorne High School in California has nothing better to do than to try and get themselves in the news, they've decided that they are going to go back and change that F into an A.
Oh, that's nice.
So the Beach Boys songwriter, who infamously received that flat F from his teacher, Fred Morgan, back in his music school days. The mark was for an assignment that would eventually become the band's first single, Surfin', launching the iconic career and entire genre in the process. He wrote the composition. It turned out to be Surfin', said Morgan. The composition got an F, but it made $1 million, so they are going to be giving him that A after all. Congratulations, Brian Wilson. It even shows they sent him a little report card. He's posing with his wife in the report card. How adorable. There could be a reunion of sorts. At least on Instagram, there is hints of these guys coming back together.
Really? Oh, the Smashing Pumpkins?
Billy Corgan's been trying to redeem the or revive the Smashing Pumpkins for years and years, but for the first time in an Instagram picture, he was seen in a studio with Chamberlain and James Iha.
I think it's been a long time since they even talked.
Yeah, there's stories about their very last concert where none of them talked to each other at all. On the Boob Tube tonight, Modern Family on ABC, Amazing Race on CBS, Bill Maher sits in on Kimmel, Molly Shannon and Aaron Sorkin on Conan, and Diddy, whatever his name is today, Combs, will grace the stage of Late Night with Seth Meyers. That's it for this edition of the next episode. Let's get an old school show.
There we go. Thank you, Celia. I'm back in just a moment with live trivia. So if you'd like to play and you're not on hold already, now's the time to dial us up. 407-916-1041. Toll free, 1-888-978-1041. Or get the app fired up and ready to go because your chance to play is just moments away. 407-916-1041 or toll free, 1-888-978-1041. 1041 plus a new type of academy that's popping up, and this is a bizarre one right before live trivia. Next, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. Real Radio 104.1. The game of magnets, taking over the world one terrible person at a time. This is the News Junkie. I got these terrible dreams where I do terrible
things, and I don't want to believe. Live trivia. In just a moment, And if you want to play, fire up the app and get ready to go. Mermaid academies are a thing, I guess. And these are popping up all over the country right now. In fact, one in Florida at Wikiwachi Springs State Park, they have the Sirens of the Deep Mermaid Camp. And somehow, some way, people pay $450 to get into a mermaid suit and learn how to be a mermaid. Why this is a thing, I do not know. But that is becoming, I think, mermaid schools and academies all across the U.S. But we know somebody. One of the guys from 20 Penny Circus makes high-end mermaid tails.
For movies and stuff.
Makes crazy money off of that. So this is good news for him.
I think that's something that, like, when you're a little girl and you grow up watching The Little Mermaid, that's something that's kind of whimsical and fanciful.
That's why they want to do it.
You want to try it out. Like, if we could fly through the air like Superman at one of these academies,
yes,
that'd be friggin' awesome. That's true. We would.
I didn't think about it that way. It's very, very true. Let's do live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. You can play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What?
Unless you don't have it, in which case get it at thenewsjunkie.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
It's live trivia for a Wednesday, January 17, 2018. Seven questions, two players head-to-head, and you're playing along right now in the app. Good luck over there. C-Lane, you picked the players today.
Okay.
Boba, Bruce, Zooty, Ophelia, me bony body, Marcus, Clinton, or Lil Jimmy Norton?
Let's go with Zooty.
Zooty is here. Go ahead, Zooty. Are you with us?
I'm with you.
All right, Zooty, and who else?
And let's go with Lil Jimmy Norton.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to do that. Lil Jimmy Norton, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, Lil Jimmy Norton and Zooty are players in live trivia today. Best of luck to both of you. Let's get started with question number one. This term that describes an overnight social media sensation whose viral support rapidly dissolves with closer scrutiny was chosen as Australian Dictionary, I don't know the name of it, but whatever, the Australian Dictionary's Word of 2017. Was it Outside Cashmere, Gucci Gump, Milkshake Duck, or Spooky Dookie? Zooty?
The second one.
All right, you say Gucci Gump. Lil Jimmy Norton, what about you?
Milkshake Duck.
Number two, on day two of the Australian Open, the crowd decided to mock world number 66, Aryna Sabalenka. During her first round match, what were they mocking? Her stained skirt, her awkward running style, her massive breasts, or her excessive grunting? Lil Jimmy Norton.
Excessive grunting.
Zooty.
Grunting.
Number three, two Australian songwriters have sued Ed Sheeran, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, and others as part of a federal song theft lawsuit over a song Sheeran co-wrote called This. Is the song called The Rest of Our Life, This Bud's for You, Dear, Keep Forgetting I Forgot, or Perfect Shape of You? Zooty.
First one.
Okay, Jimmy Norton.
Same answer.
Number four, a man was planning to travel from England to Iceland, but was arrested after trying to board the plane wearing this. Is he wearing a mankini, very tight pants that showed his penis, a shirt that read F Trump, or an excessive amount of clothes? Lil Jimmy Norton.
I will go with the clothes, sir.
Zooty.
Excessive amount of clothes.
Moving right along to number five, a piece of Elvis Presley history is up for auction on eBay. People are willing to drop a bunch of money on this item Elvis might have touched. Is it a used tissue, a crusty paper cup, a pair of stained sweatpants, or a rusted razor? Zooty.
I think the first one.
You think the first one, a used tissue? Lil Jimmy Norton, what do you think?
I'll go with cups.
We're going to go to the final two. The Attorney General of Justice of the State of Baja California. What a title. Announced that one person has died and seven have fallen ill as a result of consuming soda with this in it. PCP, cocaine, methamphetamine, or semen? Lil Jimmy Norton.
As much as I would like to say cocaine, it was amphetamine.
All right, Zooty.
Yep.
Over to number seven. Yesterday we...
Yep.
That's it. That's my pick, too. Yesterday we learned this television show gets its name from the reflection you see in a switched-off screen or monitor. Is it Faint and Fugly, Dark Glass, The Ghost of Steve Jobs, or Black Mirror? Zooty.
Dark Glass.
Comes down to this, Lil Jimmy Norton. What do you think?
Let's go with the Black Mirror.
Right. Tell me you hate Obie, right? I mean, you recognize how bad...
Oh, man, Greg Sells. I'm totally... He never made me laugh.
Oh, my goodness.
Never.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. It makes me feel better about myself. Hang on tight. We're going to go through the questions. By the way, the new show's not much better, but God. I just heard... Every time I would hear that just randomly, because I try to listen to so much different stuff out there. Number one, I don't want to be accidentally stealing or purposely stealing from any other show, so I want to know what they're doing. I would just listen to that and go, how's this guy making $1 million? How is this guy making a million? He is the... we don't only have so much time soon. We have to move on. We
have until 3 o'clock.
No. I mean,
we can award the prize to Little Jimmy Norton.
Just give it to him now and move on. Let's go through the Zooty and Little Jimmy Norton. Question number one. This term is something I've been saying far too much. But it was just chosen as Australian Dictionary's Word of the 2017 year, also known as 2017. Was it Outside Cashmere, Gucci Gump, Milkshake Duck, or Spooky Dookie?
Zooty and Lil Jimmy Norton said that the answer was Milkshake Duck, and that is correct.
Number two, on day two of the Australian Open, the woman whose name is just so difficult for me to say, Arena?
Arena, like the Orlando Arena.
I'm sorry. Arena is a perfectly normal name that you encounter all the time, C-Lane. How could I get that wrong? Arena Sabalenka.
You nail Sabalenka.
I don't know why Arena is so hard for me. A-R-Y-N-A. During the first round match she was playing, they were mocking her for what? Her stained tennis skirt, her awkward running style, those big old massive breasts she had, or her excessive grunting?
Little Jimmy and Zooty both said her excessive tennis grunting. That was correct.
It was excessive. It was quite loud. And quite, she did like a... Ah! It was like a long one. Number three, two Australian songwriters are suing Ed Sheeran. What's the song that this is all about? The Rest of Our Life? This Bud's for You, Dear. Keep Forgetting I Forgot. Our Perfect Shape of You.
Zooty and Lil Jimmy said The Rest of Our Life, and that was correct. They'll get the rest of the points.
They're doing well. Number four, a man was planning to travel from England to Iceland or Iceland to England or whatever. He was doing this so he could not board the plane. Was he wearing a mankini, wearing very tight pants that showed the outline of his penis, a shirt that read F Trump, or an excessive amount of clothes?
Jimmy and Zooty said an excessive amount of clothes, and they'll get just the right amount of points.
A piece of Elvis Presley history is up for auction. He may or may not have touched this. Is it a used tissue, a crusty paper cup, a pair of stained sweatpants, or a rusted razor?
Zooty guessed a used tissue, and that, my friend, was not the right answer. It was the crusty paper cup. Lil Jimmy had the right one.
I wonder what that is. Let me see if I can find that real quick, because that was almost to $1,000 yesterday, and I was looking at that thinking, who wants this? You don't. It's $990 today with 4 days left. You don't even know that Elvis drank out of it. I don't understand these people. Number six, a person with a very long title, the Attorney General of Justice of the state of Baja California, announced that one person is dead and seven have fallen ill. Look inside your soda, folks who live in Baja California. Is this inside? PCP, cocaine, meth, or semen?
How could you have a state of Baja?
It's like, it's the bottom little drizzly piece off of California.
It's the state of California.
No, but it's not.
Is it the condition of Baja California? Is that what they mean by state?
No, it's Mexico. Well, half of it is.
I don't know. They both said methamphetamine, and that was correct.
We'll go to the final question. I prefer mine with all four in the soda, actually. You mix them together, just mwah, magnifique. Number seven, yesterday we learned this show gets its name for the reflection you see in a switched-off screen or monitor. Is it Faint and Fugly, Dark Glass, The Ghost of Steve Jobs, or Black Mirror?
Zooty or whatever said Dark Glass, and that answer was a big, hot, dark ass.
Wow.
I know.
Dark ass is really, what you landed on.
Really, really going out there for the puns.
There you go.
And, Lil Jimmy said Black Mirror, and that is correct. And he is the winner. Lil Jimmy Norton wins for the day.
The delivery was with little to no fanfare here.
Lil Jimmy Norton wins for the day.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Won something?
Yeah, you won. That's amazing. Hang on. There we go. We're going to get your information. We're going to set you up with a prize of your choosing. And C-Lane, what do we have today for prizes?
Well, I'm not sure what he's going to pick. I have an idea. I do have beat the box office, a pair of tickets to see Jim Norton at the Hard Rock Live on May 4th. Those tickets go on sale this Friday, January 19th at 10 a.m. You can visit realradio.fm. Keyword tickets for more info. Alternatively, if little Jimmy Norton would like to go see the Pro Bowl Skills Showdown,
I would love it.
I've got a pair of tickets to the 2018 Pro Bowl Skills Showdown on Wednesday, January 24th at 12 noon at Camping World Stadium. Whole lot of fun for everybody. The Pro Bowl coming back to Orlando. And the new family-friendly start time of 3 p.m. See NFL greats compete live. Tickets are started just as low as $45 on NFL.com/Pro Bowl.
Thank you, C-Lay. Let's take a look at the scoreboard in the News Junkie app.
Holding down the top spot with 1,895 points, Ask Holio has the lead, followed by the Dita. Steezy has jumped up to number 3.
Oh, my God. What is he doing this year?
He's getting them all right. He's doing them all nice and fast. He's kicking ass. Fancy Nancy has the 4th spot, followed by Funky Fresh, username Pizza Peisenberg, Droopy Dog, Smelly Primate, and Merkin at the 10th spot. The back five look like Noel Johnny, Bubbles, Jake Cardinal, Filthy Phil, and Purple Pee-Pee Eater.
You can beat out Purple Pee-Pee Eater for that coveted 50th position tomorrow if you really answer quickly and pay some attention. Get the app, search for The News Junkie in the App Store. When we come back, not only will we get into that USA Gymnastics testimony, which is going to blow your mind, but also, we talked about a model who was auctioning off her virginity yesterday, and already the bid's over $1 million. I'll tell you how much of a waste of money that was when we return by using her own words. Stay put, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Hear it here first. Then everyone else will catch up in a week, or two, or four. You're listening to the News Junkie. You're never gonna take us alive, my love. You're never gonna take us alive. Together in the great unknown, my love. Together in the
great unknown. Jesus. All right, so if you haven't heard about this Aziz Ansari thing, it's pretty unbelievable. There's a big write-up of some woman who was anonymous, I think until yesterday. I think she actually did some interviews and stuff, who has no self-awareness whatsoever. The woman who came forward with this report, who alleged that she was sexually assaulted, thus watering down the claim from other people who were actually victimized by different people in their lives, and the situations that have come out of this whole Me Too moment and movement, I guess I should say. But this woman comes out on babe.net and says, I went over to Aziz Ansari's house. Did you ever get a chance to read the whole thing, C-Lane? There's some really cringeworthy stuff.
I mean, her whole
piece. There was a line in there that I read, and I said, I think I know where this is going. She goes, when I went over, we had wine, and she said we were drinking white wine. It was not my choice. And I was like, oh wow. Holy, you poor thing. You didn't get the red wine you were after. He didn't even ask you for that. As what a stupid little detail to put in this, and it continued to build on that with this nonsense story about how she was victimized by a guy that she was clearly in a little awkward back and forth sexual flirtation with, all right? And then the whole thing is blown up, and this is something that kills people's careers. They're lambasted for being a terrible human being, being a sexual harasser, on and on. So she knows the power she's wielding. Then there is a woman on CNN who is usually pretty decent. Her name's Ashley Banfield. You know who Ashley Banfield is?
Yeah, I almost I ran out of time during the next episode, but I had the clip of her responding to this woman.
She was very upset by this. She thought this was an illegitimate claim that really hurt some of the other claims that are out there. And if you look into things like critical theory and intersectional feminism, you'll see that it tends to go this way. Somebody goes, I'm a victim too. And it goes so far outside the norm. You know, the drawing is now, the coloring is outside the lines. Regular people who supported something sensible are now going, wait, what? And this is sort of that moment. So she went after this person who accused Aziz Ansari. She was defending Aziz Ansari and saying what it actually was, just an awkward sexual encounter, which happens every day. And it's just a part of human life. And maybe it shouldn't be, just kind of the way it is. So the woman who made the accusation against Aziz Ansari, C-Lane, sent Ashley Banfield an email about what she had said. And this, I think this gives you the best little glimpse into this woman's mind. This is a woman who was about to just completely lay out this guy's career, a person who has been an ally of their movement for a long time. And listen to the email. Here's Ashley Banfield reading this today.
Ashley, someone who I'm certain no one under the age of 45 has ever heard of. I hope the 500 retweets on the single news write-up made that burgundy lipstick, bad highlights, second wave feminist has been really relevant for a little while. That's from Katie Way, who was on CBS this morning, yesterday morning.
It was very good, right? So you're all about women's rights, and then you write an email to another woman who disagreed with you, attacking her on her age, her looks, and
her notoriety.
Her notoriety. When you just, the only reason you're notable is because you wrote about something that was ridiculous in just graphic detail on the backs of a man. Wait, who took out on a date who was the celebrity.
Who wrote this email? Katie Way or quote-unquote Grace?
Katie Way, I think that might be one and the same. This is the person.
Katie Way is the Babe.net writer who is the author of the article.
Okay.
So Katie Way is the person who penned the article. She was the one who...
But isn't the article in first person?
No, the article is not. The things that... quote unquote Grace. I mean, that's what they're calling her, Grace, because yeah. She doesn't want to reveal her.
Okay, so the writer has been out there and has been on TV, but the person with the accusation is still anonymous.
Yes, Grace is the 23-year-old Brooklyn-based photographer. She was 22 at the time that she had the encounter with Aziz Ansari. Katie Way is the writer for Babe.net that got the pictures from Grace and the text message screenshots, and then actually showed her Aziz Ansari's phone number in her phone, and uh-huh. They did a search.
They confirmed that
it was real.
All right, so this is the email from the writer.
Ashley, someone who I'm certain no one under the age of 45 has ever heard of. I hope the 500 retweets on the single news write-up made that burgundy lipstick, bad highlights, second wave feminist has been really relevant for a little while. That's from Katie Way, who was on CBS this morning, yesterday morning. And I think the reason I want to share that is because if you truly believe in the Me Too movement, if you truly believe in women's rights, if you truly believe in feminism, the last thing you should do is attack someone in an ad hominem way for her age. I'm 50. And for my highlights, I was brown-haired for a while when I was a war correspondent interviewing Yasser Arafat and in Afghanistan and Iraq, Gaza, and the West Bank. Google those places.
Yeah, I'm sure they write all about that on Babe.net. There's just really in-depth reporting on that the subject matter as well.
That is not the way we have this conversation as women or men. We don't attack, as journalists, let's be frank.
Right.
We do not attack people for their age or their highlights, or their lipstick, because it is the most hypocritical thing a woman who says she supports the woman's movement could ever do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the caliber of the woman who was given all of this power and was able to wield this power. The reason I sort of go on this diatribe...
You see that, man? That is a great example. And somebody was talking about that earlier. They're saying, well, it's okay to fat shame the president. Yeah, because there's a lot of people who are so far out in la-la land with some of the social justice stuff that they think, I'm so right, my cause is so just, that I can go after anybody who does X, Y, and Z and do X, Y, and Z in the name of my cause, and I am rightful. I am rightful in doing it. And it's insanity. You know, that's what is being highlighted there. And there was talk about she was worried, Ashley Banfield, that she might lose her damn job over just having this opinion that was different from what the writer had.
First off, for Ms. Way, to start with, Ashley, someone I'm certain nobody under the age of 45 has heard of. You know what I'm pretty certain nobody's heard of before this weekend? Babe.net.
Yeah, not to mention her as a writer.
Unless you're really enthralled by reading articles like Every Single Thought You Have When Your Period Is Exactly One Day and 13 Hours Late, or No,
like
Kylie Isn't Trolling Us by Hiding Her Rumored Pregnancy, You Guys Are Just Evil, or The F-Boy Diaries, the 18-year-old who's not her man, but he's her man, kisses another girl. I don't even know what I just said. But now that you've got this breaking story
and you're a little bit upset because an actual news anchor has disagreed with what you said. What a childish response.
It's pathetic, and I think it highlights a lot of different things.
And if I were Grace, if I were the girl who, you know, whether you agree with her or not, whether you sympathize with her or not for the situation she was in, if I were her, I would be pissed off that the venue that I just opened up to and that I've made this huge reveal to and given a pretty big exclusive to is now just acting like it's a playground.
Yeah, it makes him look really stupid. And as somebody who only has the most minor bit of notoriety in the moment, talk about, you know, 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, the amount of fame here is already ticked away. But there's a person who's basically getting some notoriety because Aziz Ansari likes to do the claw. I mean, the claw was one of the biggest draws to that story.
It's still the top thing on babe.net, obviously.
Of course, it's the only thing that he's reading.
Well, yeah, and then now that they have to milk it for all it's worth, the follow-up next two stories are, that's what happened to me, we all know someone who's had a date like Grace's, and every slut-shaming sexist response to the Aziz Ansari story, both of them topped with a giant picture of Aziz Ansari.
It's not slut-shaming. What it is talking about the awkwardness of starting a sexual relationship with somebody and figuring out boundaries. And what it's not about, and I think this is important, and I know you might say you're just a guy talking about this, but it's not about making it out so women are so helpless and such snowflakes that they can't say no. They can't verbalize what they want or what they do not want because they're so much of a lesser than in a situation when they're with a guy. You do that, and I think you do something bad. And all this brings us to where they are now. But that was a terrible move on her part. Quickly, before the break, I told the story yesterday about the model auctioning off her virginity on this website. What is this, the 10th? 12th person who has auctioned off their virginity, and they're still bringing in million-dollar paydays. And I don't understand why or what anybody's looking for here. It's an 18-year-old Italian named Nicole this time. Here she is. You tell me if she sounds like she's worth $1 million. Imagine the conversation. The pillow talk.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I'm 18 years old. I'm a model and a student. I'm from Italy. I'd like to auction off my virginity because I'd like to help my sister and my family and buy them a house, and because I'd like to study abroad. I would love to study business at Cambridge.
I think she's got Italian as her first language, I'm going to guess. But she's already over $1 million. And I'm thinking we're about at the tail end of the point in time where these are actual news stories, where anybody cares, where anybody will bid for this. I never understood. You want to pay for sex? Pay for sex with a professional that is going to blow your mind.
Another thing.
They are going to knock your socks off. They do it literally every day, multiple times. And you say, you know what I want? Someone who's never done it before. That's like being the coach of a football team, and they go, you can have this person with a decade of experience. Look at all their stats. Look how many touchdowns they have. And you go, no, there's this walk-on who's 18 years old and just touched the football for the first time 5 minutes ago. Put him on the field.
I read a story about a guy that he had this sexual kink he had never explored before. And so he decided to go out and, like, find the woman that is well-known for being into this stuff and pay her to do it. Like,
what was the king?
The expert. Poop stuff.
Oh, this is somebody you know?
No. Okay. This was a Reddit thread.
It's like, this is going to be an awkward conversation later.
No. I read this story about a guy who thought, you know, he liked to watch the videos. And so he said, you know what? I want to try this out. And I'm not just going to find some amateur who's never...
You don't want that. You want somebody who knows how to keep it clean, as clean as that possibly could be.
He doesn't want somebody who's never given a Cleveland steamer before. He wants Mrs. Cleveland.
Yeah, why go after an amateur? There's so many talented professionals out there. Back in a moment with Jury Duty. When we come back, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
At Real Radio 104. 941 on Twitter. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. From the radio. Radio. The phone system is a fickle beast, but he'll still take your calls. You're listening to the News Junkie. I am the mind champ. I am the sea.
You can't take that away from me. I am the mind champ. Jury duty in just a moment. First, I want to catch up with your dispatches. You can send those through in the News Junkie app. It's as easy as can be. You can be part of the show anytime you want. Something crazy is going on. You have an opinion on what we're talking about. You just want to get something off your chest. It's as easy as downloading the app, hitting the record button, and sending it our way, where sometimes almost in virtually very close to real time, we can get them on the show. There's so many people I've found over the years working in radio who never pick up the phone, who never, no matter what. I mean, they'll tell you, there's been some stats before, that people who love radio shows, only about 1 to 4% of those people who are loving the show they're listening to will ever pick up the phone and call.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody else just sits there and listens passively. They're not going to interact. They're not going to call.
It's like the people who tell me how much they love the show, but they're just not chat people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to get out of the chat room. There's different percentages of people who do different things. And the folks who actually call in, it's always a small percentage. So you don't have to be worried about it. You don't have to be worried about your work. You sit on the phone and wait for us. You just send in the messages as dispatches, and we play them back just like this. Here's Briefles with a dispatch.
Hey, junkies, or should I say two-thirds of the junkies.
Hey,
two out of three ain't bad.
This is Briefles. I just have to say that I am utterly saddened and disappointed to come out on my lunch break and not hear Sabrina's voice.
Aww.
Why? Why, junkies?
I only get
so much time with you guys during work days and then have to try to catch up through podcasts, which isn't easy with my schedule. But I'm devoted. I'm devoted to Sabrina.
Oh,
please don't do any more episodes without her.
We can do them. We can do them without me if you want. We'll see if you like that one, Briefles. I'll go away for a couple of days and you can get all the Sabrina you want all at once. And we'll see how that works out. Here's Bradio with a dispatch. Uh-oh.
Hello? Hello? Is there anyone there? Hello?
Radio has a magic jack, I think, as well. Here's Skohaz.
Hey, News Junkie. The reason it's 240 pounds is because for his height, obesity starts at 240, so they weighed him in at 239.
Oh, got that extra leeway
pound. 1 pound away from being obese. Good thing he's honest, huh?
Right there, just on the borderline. Here's Hollywood.
Sean, I would like to personally thank you for helping me to realize I'm not the only nerd in the world who knows who Ken Burns is. He's actually one of my personal heroes. I love his documentaries.
A little long, though.
My son used to watch a lot of PBS, and I just keep it on there all day and wait for the 10-part miniseries about the war, and then the 10-part miniseries about baseball, and then the 10-part miniseries about the Dust Bowl, and the 10-part miniseries about the national parks, which was my favorite.
Yeah, I guess.
Love Ken Burns. Thanks for giving me a little nerd boner.
There you go. Some people see that stuff and go, how could you do that? That's what I look at it and I go, the Dust Bowl? Did we need a 10-part series about the Dust Bowl? I don't think we did, but he gave it to us anyways. Ken Burns does that. Here's Pappy.
Hail, Hail, and Jacobson sounds like a pirate drinking song.
No. He's talking about the commercial. Everybody's reacting to the commercials today, and it's good for you if you advertise on this show. That law firm always reminds me how difficult it would be to be a proud member of the. You know what? I'm going to back away from that. I'm not gonna put that out there. It's just certain last names that if you had them,
you're saying I don't even know if we should do this.
I'm saying that certain people have ruined last names, like the Hitler last name is ruined. And if you're an attorney and that happens to be your last name, you have to change it. If there's some Heils in the law firm, you're just completely screwed. Here's Scrotal Nectar.
What the hell is this, Mr. Wilson? All the rando chat peasants have been revolting against my rule.
It happens.
They believe they can simply own lightning emeralds and be among us. Poppycock. How dare you entertain their claims? 'Tis not my fault one drinks one margarita and throws up in a trash can in Ibar.
Oh, that sounds like a story.
Capital!
I don't know.
Oh, we shall discuss our new diamond mine in the Congo. I shall see you on the course.
All right.
Toodles.
See you out there, Toodles, Scrotal Nectar.
Up at Ibar.
Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session, so put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by the DeWitt Law Firm, DeWittLaw.com. I thought we were going to be blessed with the presence of Moses DeWitt today.
Oh.
I ran into him last night, and he is trolling me as he was walking by me down the hallway, and he goes, Sean Jay! And I go,
hey, Sean Jay.
I said, hey, before I realized who it was, and I was like, oh, Moses. You coming in tomorrow? I guess you got swamped with something at the last minute, but he's helping people just like you out every single day. DeWittLaw.com, 1-800-DeWittLaw is the phone number, and you can text your legal questions to that very same number if you'd like to do that. Whatever way you want to communicate works, even email ask@DeWittLaw.com and get your questions out there and get them answered. So you're not going through this alone. That's what they're there for at the DeWitt Law Firm. I told you about this earlier. Man, this is very intense. This whole trial of Larry Nassar is underway. Larry Nassar was the doctor for the USA gymnastics team. And allegedly, this guy has really done some terrible things to more than 140 women who were members of this gymnastics team, the U.S. gymnastics team, that he sexually assaulted, just horrific, horrific things, too. And even the big names that you know, that you've seen on TV, Michaela Maroney's involved in this, Gabby Douglas, Ali Raisman's, Simone Biles, all these people. And there was one yesterday that said they wanted to speak up at this, but they had some settlement that they made, and they couldn't actually speak in the courtroom, otherwise they'd have to pay $100,000. And Chrissy Teigen said, I'll pay that for you. He'll let you go in there and talk to him.
Why would they have to pay $100,000?
Because it would violate a non-disclosure agreement and some sort of settlement that they had in testifying against this guy. But one of them was Kyle Stevens, I guess. And, man, it's pretty intense just learning about what this guy did and the impact he had on these young girls.
Sexual abuse is so much more than a disturbing physical act. It changes the trajectory of a victim's life, and that is something that no one has the right to do. Your Honor, with your permission, I would now like to address the defendant.
You may.
After my parents confronted you, they brought you back to my house to speak with me.
She's talking directly to him now.
Sitting on my living room couch, I listened to you tell me, no one should ever do that, and if they do, you should tell someone. Well, Larry, I'm here, not to tell someone, but to tell everyone. You convinced my parents that I was a liar. That you didn't strategically place lotion in the basement so you could beat your penis in my face while I
All right, okay, all right. I mean, she's getting into...
Wow.
You can see where that goes. It's very, very detailed and graphic in what she goes into. These girls... Wow, this guy is a monster, this Larry Nassar, who apparently did this to about 140 women over the years that he was working with the USA gymnastics team. Some tough stuff to listen to there. Hopefully he gets the max, which would mean he's going to be in jail for the rest of his life. That's where he needs to be. A Louis Vuitton model is accused of murdering an up-and-coming rival who starred in Zara and Mercedes campaigns. This is all model stuff. And died from a single stab wound. He said there can only be one black top model and stabbed this other guy who was his new competitor and rival in the world of male modeling. The 27-year-old man was arrested on the day of the incident. He's been released under investigation. A 28-year-old man has been released with no further action taken. The guy was stabbed once and staggered into the street. It collapsed and ended up dying right there. A court case is forthcoming. An update on this family with the 13 malnourished children. Just moments ago, a family member said they were very secretive about their lives And nobody really knew what was happening in the house, including very close relatives.
There were a couple family members that were constantly commenting on all of their Facebook posts, all the pictures they were posting. And there was some, oh, those are my nieces. Oh, that's my sister. I got to come visit you soon. Want to come see you. Blah, blah, blah.
You know who else chimed in?
Oh, man, this poor
let
guy.
Let him know you love him so.
That's the Elvis?
No way.
Around your poor guy. He's in the video they're playing all over the news media. He was the Elvis impersonator when they renewed their vows with their whole family right there. Just feet from these kids who were obviously in a very terrible situation. And he said he wishes the best for all those kids. He knows that they're strong and that they'll be able to get through this. But how weird that the Elvis impersonator is now a part of the story.
He probably doesn't even remember it. I mean, if he does that many weddings and that much stuff, I mean, where did they go to get this done?
Yeah, I think that it was actually in Vegas where they brought them out to. There's very little chance that he remembers any of that stuff.
I find it a little odd that the family kept these children in horrific conditions. Usually stuff like that could be a money thing, you know, mm-hmm. like they don't have the means to keep them clean and well-fed and nourished and stuff, but they still took them all to Disney. And I don't know if you drive 13 kids down to Disney and what vehicle you do it in, or if they,
that's expensive,
I think
too,
they
man.
Flew.
Imagine how much that costs a family of like 15 people to Disneyland. Where's that money coming from?
Exactly.
That's another question of this whole thing. But a lot of eyes on that story. When we come back, New California is a thing, or it wants to be a thing. Will it be a thing, and what is it? That's the stuff I'll tell you about next. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. If you ever need to talk, he'll pretend to listen. You're listening to the News Junkie. I push and you tend to shove. Give in and you don't give up. I'm not getting out of here this time. I brought a lemon to a knife fight.
Or dispatcher. In just a moment, there's a new California on the way. And it's called New California. I mean, that's the name they came up with.
That's not Baja California, which apparently is a Mexican state.
Yeah, it's just a little drip of a state. Baja is the tiniest place. No, this is all of Western, or actually Eastern California, will be New California. And Western California, including Sacramento, San Francisco, San Jose area, Los Angeles, that'll be regular California. So you have California and New California. If they get their bid to declare independence approved and become the 51st state.
No.
It's not going to happen. It'll never happen. And I'll tell you this, I'm most offended by the flag of this new California. I tweeted this out earlier, and it's really not well thought out. They could have gone to 99 Designs and got something better than this. It looks like they made it in MS Paint or something. And they put text on their flag. Their flag has text on it. Do you see the flag yet?
Yeah.
The flag has text on it. What's it say again?
Welcome to New California.
Okay. No flag has text on it that I know of. I'm not talking about a state flag. I'm talking about a country's flag. They have colors and little sections and stars and
some of them have.
They have text on them?
Yeah.
Whose country has text on their flag? I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm saying I haven't seen many of them if it does. Usually you have a series of bars and colors and all the traditional stuff that you see. This one has just like size 72 font on it. New California. And it does not look well thought out. They should have come up with something really cool. The actual California flag is not bad at all. It's got like a bear on it. I think the actual California flag might say California, but I'm not talking about a state flag.
Well, are they trying to become their own country?
Yeah, no, they're trying to become their own state. So I guess it would be similar. State flags have text on them a lot of times. I'll admit that for sure. Yeah, the California flags is California Republic on. I guess it's just nations' flags that don't generally have text on them. Regardless, it's ugly as hell. It's really, really bad. The founders of New California took an early step towards statehood Monday with the reading of their own Declaration of Independence from California, a state they describe as ungovernable. Their solution, take over most of current-day California, including many rural counties, and leave the coastal urban areas to themselves. The current state of California has become governed by a tyranny, the group, led in part by Vice Chairman Robert Paul Preston, declared in a document published online. And it says, after years of overtaxation, regulation, and monoparty politics, the state of California and many of its 58 counties have become ungovernable. Decline in essential basic services, including education, law enforcement, infrastructure, and health care, leads us to do this. A shortcut for you, spoiler alert for you, is never going to happen. It's just not going to be a thing. They do this from time to time in certain states. I think this happened in Florida at one point, too. They were talking about, like, cutting Florida into thirds, or there was something like that.
Oh, and then Texas wanted to be their own damn country.
Texas has wanted to do that. There's been talk of this, and it just doesn't happen. Let's go to your dispatches, see what's going on in your world. Here is Chitty Bang with a dispatch.
Burt, burt, burt. Bud Light, burt. Burt, burt, burt. Fox wine, burt. Burt, burt, burt. To the burt. Dilly, dilly, pop, pop.
I hate that dilly, dilly thing. Isn't that done with?
I hope so.
Are we still going to have to deal with that in 2018? Maybe during the Super Bowl commercial?
For a little bit. Hopefully the Super Bowl commercial will have something new on it.
Yeah, that's been going around for a while. Here's Cosidius.
Just wanted to say hello to everybody in the chat. Hi, everybody. I'm out.
That's it? It's basically like a lurker, but he's just voicing his like, I'm here. He's letting people know that he exists on the dispatch side, and then won't go talk in the chat room, probably.
I'm still looking for flags with English text, but there are plenty of flags with Arabic text on them, like Egypt.
All right, they've got some
Arabic text.
That counts. I'm wrong. I'll take the lumps if I have to. I thought, just thinking about the main flags of the world, you don't picture text on them. But certainly the state flags do. Even Florida does. It's got text on there. When it's not being confused with the Confederate flag at particular...
Put the flag away!
Festival shows. That was,
get rid of the flag!
That was so cringeworthy, that moment from the Okeechobee Music Festival.
It was. The worst part was, like, I don't know the girl, but I know the people in the band.
Uh-huh.
The people I went to high school with, and I'm like, guys, come on.
She was so sure for a moment that somebody was flying the Confederate flag. She said, take that down! Oh, no. You heard the moment she realized, oh, no, this is what I'm doing wrong.
I think she even said, oh, I'm so stupid.
Yeah, not good. Here's Victor.
What's up, guys? Play my dispatch, please.
Here it is.
My friends are listening to me. They heard me last time. Anyway, whatever. Either way.
Use your time wisely.
Here with my mouth hanging open and listen to the show like I do every day. And then I'm going to get drunk tonight. Again. 2018.
If your friends are listening and you want to be on a dispatch, that's your time to shine, man. Put the tap dancing shoes on. Do a little jig. Do what you have to do. But don't say my friends are listening and...
Hello, friends!
Hey, guys! Come up with something. Here's Big Red.
Hey, news junkies. We are finally on the way home, and we've been in the truck for, I think, 15 or 16 days now.
Damn.
We'll be in Orlando tomorrow. My little girl's birthday is Monday, and she's turning 9. I'm super excited. Happy birthday, Taylor. Yay. Anyway, missing Sabrina today. You guys have a great day. Ninja out.
Thank you, Big Red. She may be back tomorrow. I don't know. I'm not sure yet. I think we'll hear about that at some point in time.
What are you going to do if I'm late tomorrow?
I'll just do the show like I used to. It's going to be all me tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And embrace it. Get with it.
All tech service and gunshots.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to go way back to the old school. What time are you expecting to be here?
I don't know.
You don't have even an idea of a window?
I have an appointment at 9:30.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Last time I went to this place, I was in and out.
Mm-hmm.
This time, I have probably some more. I have some information.
Oh yeah,
to get this part of my physical that I had.
So they're going to say you're going to go through what President Trump just went through. They're going to give you all the information about your physical.
Yeah, they're going to tell me how fat I am. They told me that last time. No, they're going to tell me what my blood.
They didn't say that.
No, they were used much worse words.
Does it have more of an impact when they use science words to tell you things and you're like, I know what you're saying.
Like morbidly? Yes. It's,
I know what you're saying right now. It's not any nicer, actually.
No. I had blood taken last week, so this is the results visit.
All right. Well, we'll figure it all out. Everything will be fine.
But yeah, I'm worried about you. If there's no Sabrina and no me.
I'm not worried about me.
Okay.
I'll be just fine. See, Lane, I've done this show for years by myself.
I know. But you had done this show for years by yourself.
I did it not that long ago with just Fritz running the board over there.
True.
An entire show. It's not a problem for me. But I love when everybody's here.
Is that a weird Okeechobee?
I don't know if that was it or if it was some other time. It might have been that. I can't remember. It was a while ago now. Actually, there was one that wasn't that long ago. But whatever. We'll have fun tomorrow. And when you get here, you get here. If she's here, she's here. Who knows? Everybody's going to be on board, hopefully, and we'll be A-okay. Here's Eazy-E with a dispatch.
Sean, C-Lane, what's good? Hey, I was calling about, did you guys hear anything about the woman that jumped off the bridge in the Carolinas and also killed her two kids?
What?
She was supposed to be employed with the Carolina Panthers office, I guess.
Yeah,
did you hear anything about that and know what happened with that story?
Right. Somebody who worked in the back office for the Carolina Panthers committed suicide? I heard about the guy from Washington University or Washington State. I don't know which one it was. A kid with his whole life and career and football ahead of him. And they find him dead from, he committed suicide. And it was just weeks after he was in a featured bowl game. Sad to hear that kind of stuff. But it lets you know there's problems on all sorts of levels out there, not just in your world. Here's Bloodmouth.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm a podcast listener, so I don't know if you actually said anything about it or not, but I tweeted you the link to the story in the UK about the pregnant lady that laid down on the train tracks. Oh, God! Why? Why?
What?
Oh, God! Holy crap! Can you...
All right, you stop. You stop there, and I'm going to do a Google that I don't want to do. Pregnant... train tracks. That was a bad idea. I knew it right when I said. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen this. I saw this this morning. I didn't know it was a train. I just saw the photo of the damage done. Unbelievable. All right, we're in a really bad spot right now with all sorts of morbid stuff.
What happened?
So a pregnant woman laying on the tracks, for God's sake. Maybe Squirrel can bring us to a nice place.
Sean, I don't know why you're having such a hard time finding those Instant Pots. I'm looking at 15 of them right now.
Where are you? Don't just tell me that. I got one on Amazon. It's on the way to the house. But you could at least share with me where you are. I could hear the music in the background. This is a bad idea, C-Lane. Dunkin' Donuts is about to try out in the Boston suburb of Quincy a test store that may be the next generation of Dunkin' Donuts stores.
I'm listening.
They're going to call it simply Dunkin' instead of Dunkin' Donuts. This was attempted many, many times before, famously and terribly by Radio Shack, where they tried to rebrand as the Shack for a while, and it did not work. Nobody cared about it. The shortened name is part of a broader rebranding at several of the company's stores. The Canton, Massachusetts based company has been referring to itself as Dunkin' in advertisements for years. And last year, a franchise in Pasadena became the first to drop donuts from its name.
Well, didn't we talk about this before? I feel like we've had this story where Dunkin' Donuts was going to change their name to just Dunkin'. And
I don't know if we've done it with them. I know that there's other people who have tried, and it could be that this... No, hold on, a new Dunkin' Donuts store? Yeah, there may have been another one that tried this out. Of course, yeah, last year in Pasadena, California, maybe we did that story, and this is the second to jump on.
There was reports that they were considering this back in August. Dunkin' Donuts may be considering not having the double D for much longer, just shorten it to Dunkin'.
And they're also going to be doing multiple high-tech drive-through lanes, which is a good idea because that drive-through at Dunkin' Donuts is slow as hell, man.
I've never driven through a Dunkin' Donuts.
It takes forever. The people are getting stuff that takes a little bit longer, like the breakfast sandwiches and stuff. It's a whole process. When we come back, a psych hospital is on lockdown after they put a stop to people doing a particular thing. It caused all sorts of chaos at this psych ward. What that activity was, I'll tell you about it next. The News Junkie on Real Radio.
Every time he starts a sentence with, I probably shouldn't say this, place bets on him saying it. This is the News Junkie.
Out of all the scary places, this one seems like it's really frightening. We were talking on secret shows not too long ago about going to assisted living facilities and seeing the kind of people that are in there and how my mom worked at one and all this thing, all this stuff that we were discussing. But I didn't know that they had hospitals, not only just for psychiatric patients themselves, which could be a little bit scary. Sometimes you deal with that just walking around downtown. There was a guy last night screaming, crossing the road, pointing at people. I'm just like, don't point at me. Don't point at me. Don't point at me.
Was it not the guy that got hit by the train?
No, and it's not the regular guy that's down there. In fact, when this guy was losing his mind, the regular homeless guy who has some mental issues walked by me and he was shaking his head like, wow.
Yeah.
The crazy guy was like, that guy's really crazy over there. But there's whole hospitals full of folks with severe psychiatric problems. And there's also whole hospitals with sexually violent predators. And one of them in the state of California has been locked down and visits have been canceled after a weekend protest over a crackdown on devices like flash drives that officials say are often used to smuggle child pornography into the place. The patients at Coalinga State Hospital were protesting new restrictions on electronic devices, according to the Department of State Hospital spokesperson Ralph Montano. No injuries were reported. They said there is a porn epidemic at this hospital. And holy cow, this is a huge problem. At least 200 Coalinga patients have been involved with the possession or transmission of child pornography. And there are typically 2 to 3 new child pornography cases reported each month, which require investigation. So they told them you can't have any more of these flash drives. You can't have this stuff. And they are starting to go crazy and protesting over this. Well, guess what? You can't have child porn.
So is somebody, do they have visitors smuggling it in?
Yeah, I think so. They say a notice on the hospital's website, said the visitor center was closed on Sunday. Some patients engaged in various forms of disruptive behavior, including refusing to follow directions, disrupting patient headcounts, threats, and property damage. They did say that, yeah, people would bring in, guests would bring in these flash drives, and they have child porn on, and somebody's aiding and abetting a person who's a sex offender at this hospital trying to get better, further proving to you that there is no getting better.
I don't think some of them are trying to get better. I think they're just stuck there.
Yeah, they're there and still trying to be at the place where they're getting treatment and get their child pornography at the same time.
Patients are allowed only commercially produced CDs, DVDs, and game players with no access to the internet. The department said rules were added, intended to add modern devices to restrictions initially imposed in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
To block contraband, illegal pornographic materials, internal outside communications, said it creates safety and security risks.
Of course it does. And just the idea that you're spreading child pornography amongst these offenders in this place, it just goes to show you there's no fixing these people who do this stuff. It's unbelievable. I have the actual test, C-Lane, that they gave to President Trump.
Okay.
The cognitive test. He didn't have to do this, but he wanted to do it because there was some outlets talking about how he may have Alzheimer's or dementia, and he wanted to put a stop to it. So he did this test called the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, or the MoCA test, a 10-minute test which was initially devised in 1996 and is now an industry standard method of assessing mild cognitive dysfunction. You would think that the fact that he passed this and got a 30 out of 30 score, and the fact that his physical said he was in good health would calm down some of the speculation that's been going on. And a lot of it really shouldn't be going on. Psychiatrists who don't see a patient aren't supposed to diagnose that patient. I've seen it happen in multiple publications where they say Trump has clearly has this issue, right? And so he took this test and got a 30 out of 30 score. It's pretty easy to start off. You just, like, there's a thing with numbers and you draw a line from one number to the next number in the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing with a three-dimensional cube, and you have to draw a 3D cube. You can do that. It's easy, right?
Yeah.
You have to draw a clock where it's a particular time on the clock. Also easy. You have to look at photos.
I could imagine being the president of the United States and being and somebody going, all right, President Trump, we're going to need you to draw a clock, and we're going to need you to make it 2:45.
The hour hand has to be shorter than the minute hand, and they're checking all that. Then they have a naming thing where they have a lion, a rhino, and a camel, and you have to write the name of all of them by the picture of them. This is all really easy to score a perfect score on. Then they have a memory test, and let's see how you would do on this.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. All right,
let's see here. I'm going to use, hold on. All right, I'm gonna say five words. I'm going to get them written down here. And there we go. All right, I'm going to give you five words and then five more words, and you have to remember all 10.
Okay.
All right, so the first five are dog, cat, rabbit, six, plate.
So dog, cat, rabbit, six, plate.
Yep, you can't write that down at all. You're not allowed to write that down.
Okay.
And dog, cat, rabbit, six, plate are the first one. I'm giving you very, very easy words here.
Right.
Just to make it easy on me as well. And here we go. Next five are car, van, eat, carrot, and tall. Now, what are all 10?
Wait.
Oh, no.
Say that.
The
car, van, eat, carrot, and tall.
Those are the second five. Now you got to say all 10.
All right. Dog, cat, carrot, six, plate. Car, van, eat, carrot, tall.
You were close. You messed up the rabbit one. So you didn't get a perfect score, but you're pretty cognitively stable, I would think. Then they make you repeat sentences.
Did you purposely repeat the first five multiple times and then only tell me the second five once?
I didn't do it on purpose, but I'm glad that it worked out that way. You got close. You didn't get a perfect score. Then they do verbal fluency, delayed recall. So there's a whole bunch of stuff here. And if you get a score of 30... that's a perfect score. That's what the president ended up with. I saw another thing on this, which I thought was pretty crazy. You have a doctor named Sanjay Gupta on CNN.
Right.
And despite the fact that this physician came out and said the president was in good health, not perfect health by any shape of the imagination, but that he was fine. He was doing all right for right now. CNN goes, breaking news. President has heart disease. And they asked the same question at a press conference yesterday. But they still went with it, even though the physician who goes and does all of the looking into the health numbers and all of the looking into the vital signs of these presidents, not just Trump, but of course Obama before him, it just goes against all of that and says, the CNN chyron across the screen, President Trump has stomach cancer. And it's just that you've seen a bunch of that around. So this will apparently not stop any of these stories that were out there in the press. Let's talk to Christopher. You're on Real Radio. Hello, Christopher.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was actually at the Civil Commitment Center. I did a year there after I got released from prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up winning my trial, but I saw stuff come in there all the time.
Wait. You're calling it a civil commitment center. Is that the place where they put people when you're on trial for something like child pornography?
Yes. They put people in there for any crimes, really. If the bed happens to be open when someone's released. Sometimes you'll see people get out of jail who have real, like, crazy charges, under 12 charges or unreally, like, bad child charges.
Yeah.
And they'll go there. But some won't even go to that place. They'll just get released. So it's really a hit or miss if there happens to be a bed open at that time. There's only like 600 or 700 beds.
Uh-huh.
And if two doctors come see you, and if a doctor or two doctors say that you're antisocial or narcissistic and you have the charge to go with it, you could end up put into that place.
So you said
a hospital.
Christopher, you said you beat the charges. What were the charges against you?
My charges were exhibition. It was a non-contact charge, and I had an attempted around the same time. So what happened was,
are you a flasher?
Yes, yeah. But I've gotten a lot of help for it. So I've 3 years. I've met with counselors. I'm doing really good.
No way. Wait. So you can't help yourself, but you haven't done this in 3 years. You were a flasher. What would you do? Would you do like the trench coat move and open up? And
No. I actually was in a band and I was a performer and I did some stuff on stage that I shouldn't have. But
what'd you do?
I got naked on stage and a couple times, like almost like the Green when Green Day was kind of big and getting away with a lot of stuff. I know I made a mistake. That was in my 20s. I was like 22 at the time. And
that's it, though? Just getting naked on stage you get in trouble for?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were these all ages shows?
Well, it wasn't supposed to be, but some slipped in there. It was like a luau, at a big hotel.
That's not your fault.
Well, I know. Well, I'm taking responsibility anyway. So this is the thing. I ended up going to the civil.
We're undoing all the stuff that they did when he went to the civil commitment center.
Show your pain.
Yes, exactly. Now, this is the thing. I ended up winning my trial.
Yeah.
I had to go through a trial. So I was there with dudes who were like having sex with like 3-year-olds and gross stuff.
God.
Right. So, but I actually did music in the civil commitment center. I was a singer in there.
Well, what did you see?
Was there a lot of competition in the...
No, there wasn't. There was no competition.
Did you do any flashing while you were in the civil commitment center?
No, but people do that. And the interesting thing about it is they don't call it DRs there, but they call it DRs in prison.
Mm-hmm.
When they're in actually the civil commitment center, there's another name for it, but people actually do, they call it gunning. They're gunning the woman officers down. They don't even call them officers there. Like the hospital workers, the therapists.
How do you gun them down?
Pretty much they'll look at the females who are in the same room with them and they'll masturbate in front of them or try to look at them. And so they'll flash. But I did all that time. And of course, I never got any DR for that because my thing was secluded. I ended up doing some prison time. I got out of prison. And because a doctor said I was antisocial and narcissistic.
You went in there.
Which you asked all my friends. They're like, this is crazy. You're not like that at all. So I ended up going to trial. I won the trial, and I was free. And I've been free for 3 or 4 years. I actually had a sex offender arrested on our street. One of my girlfriends was walking down the street, and a guy followed her and naked. And basically I said, you got to get rid of that guy because – if you don't tell on that guy, she wasn't going to tell on him. I said, if you don't tell on that guy, they're going to come for me.
Yeah. So, well, and Christopher probably knows that that's like his same tactic. Wow. All right, Christopher the Flasher, thank you for the information. I feel like I learned a lot there, C-Lane. I didn't know about the world of flashers.
I mean, I could have talked to that guy for a while, I feel like.
There was a lot. I've never had the attraction, the desire to go, hey, I tell you what I'm going to do. I want everybody to just see me naked out here on this street.
Have you ever had that friend who's just like the token guy that gets naked at parties?
Yeah, there's always some kid in the group that's doing that. And mostly for a funny thing.
Right.
Like the idea to have a sexual attraction to flashing people is crazy. And he's gone 3 years without doing it. So good for you, Christopher. Hopefully we can go another 3 and you can keep that thing in your pants and not be wiggling it around at a luau on stage. We don't want that to happen. Quickly before the break, an illegal immigrant charged in the killing of 2 police officers was in a courtroom when he started just screaming out at a profanity-laced rant and said some stuff that they had to take the jury out of the room while he was on this rant because he's going, why are we doing this? Just throw me in jail. I'm going to break out, he said. And the moment I do, I'm going to kill more police officers. He's definitely going to be found guilty. But here is the moment where this all happened.
Bullets are going everywhere. This is a haywire scene, and Mike's not moving.
The attorney.
And he flips him over, and it's nothing but blood.
Bracamontes laughed, giggled, and smirked in court today. Judge Steve White had to clear the jury from the court after Bracamontes made this outburst.
I will break out soon, and I will kill more.
public defender Jeff Barber didn't deny Bracamonte's involvement in the shooting spree.
Mr. Bracamonte is responsible for the deaths of Deputy Danny Oliver and the death of Detective Michael Davis.
So as Albers was him saying, I wish I killed more of the MFers. I will break out soon and I will kill more, kill whoever gets in front of me. There's no need for an effing trial. And that's the latest in his case. The judge worried that maybe he's doing this for some other reason, to look like he's imbalanced, to try to say he didn't get a fair trial, or any number of different things that he could be doing this for. But probably going to get a guilty charge when you do that. When we come back, we will do the final dispatches of the day, stories that didn't make the cut, and today I learned to wrap everything up for a Wednesday. Stay put, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Viewing your love-hate relationship with Facebook.
I did not sign up for this thing to get harassed by every moron in this office.
In which direction, we are not really sure. Facebook.com/Real Radio or Orlando. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting Seacoast. Download the app and earn a badge that matches your corrupt soul. The News Junkie.
Final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut, and today I learned to wrap everything up for a Wednesday. Show went fast. What the hell is all this week is going by very, very fast. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into these dispatches because we only have so much time here, C-Lane, and so many people that want to say something at the end of the show. Here's the Atomic Beaner to kick it off.
Hey, Sean. Hey, C-Lane. You know how they got those 13 kids to Disney? You know how Mexicans squeeze into a small minivan or maybe a little tiny car? I'm pretty sure they could do it, too.
It's got a lot of Mexican stuff going on. The Atomic Beaner and then the Mexicans in the car thing. I don't know what your issue is, but thank you.
If they went via car from California to Florida,
Did they go to Disneyland or Disney World?
I don't actually know that.
Either way, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Just one day, just for the people in your family, is like $1,500. And that's not including a hotel if you're going to do that. I don't know if they went to Disneyland or Disney World. I'm just surprised that these kids that they had chained to the bed were ever able to go to any of the theme parks to begin with. Here's Ask Colio.
News Junkie, C-Lane, Sean, I have to thank you.
Thank you.
I got to use one of your lines yesterday on a robocall. I got a call from Matt with Windows Tech Department.
Nice.
I railed on him for about 30 seconds and hung up. Apparently I pissed him off so bad, he called back twice.
They're brazen.
As soon as I hung up, I answered the second call, and he wanted to know why I didn't think he was with Windows Tech Department. I said, first, Sanjeev, your name is not Matt. And second off, every time you call, it's from a different phone number. Click, he hung up on me. I laughed my ass off for half an hour. Sean, thank you. From now on, robocalls, I'm going to call him Sanjeev and hang up.
All right. Got it. We've hit Mexicans and Indians so far. Let's see what else we have. Here is, let's just go with this one.
Good afternoon. Well, not really good. It's kind of crappy. It's been a really lousy kind of work day today. But, you know, all I have to do, load up the News Junkie app, go in to see it now, and check out that awesomely funny picture of Sean. Thank you so much for
never
putting it up
that
there. Really made my day a little bit better and keeps the smile on my face. So with that, I'm out. We will pop up. Peace.
I don't know why I put that up there, why I told anybody about that. I do this to myself. Why is it that 90% of the jokes are made at my expense? Why is it that that's a thing?
It only feels like that.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
When's the last time we put a photograph of you up on See It Now that people memed into something?
I was sitting right next to you.
When?
In that photograph.
But it's not targeting you.
Everything
is at my expense. I'm going to lay down the law.
Somebody yesterday said it looked like I had ripped a big fart and you were smelling it.
I think that they thought I was the fart perpetrator in that photo because I'm making a face that looks bad. I hate that photo. Speaking of farts, here's Superhuman Farts with the first dispatch.
Hey, Junkies. Long time listener, first time dispatch. Just downloaded.
after hearing Squirtle Nectar. That guy made me laugh.
Good.
I guess I don't really know what to say other than I have leftover Taco Bell and corned beef and cabbage in my belly, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to reupholster the inside of my truck.
Very fart focused.
Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
You see, the first dispatch is a little awkward to get out of the way. You don't know what you're doing. If you don't know how to get out of the dispatch, I told you, you're just like jumping out of the dispatch, whatever you got to do. But once that first one's done, you're on board now. Here's Captain Winky.
Thank you for the Magnet Nissan truck.
It's a tiny escape.
And Lego Pop Pop.
Little kids out there playing Game of Magnets.
Nice.
It's tiny. Here's Team Murph with the girth.
Look both ways.
Well, I'm not proud of myself, but I finally did it. Seeing how it's Wiener Wednesday, figured I'd show my peen in the chat.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, no.
He's only up for a few minutes. I hope I didn't scar anybody for life.
Oh, Team Murph with the girth.
Ah!
There's no such thing on the internet or on an app as up for a few minutes. All somebody had to do was screenshot, and trust me, that definitely happened. Here is another dispatch.
What up, News Junkie and crew? Sean C. Lane, broing out today.
Yeah.
Rotated chips. Hey, the dude that was just calling and talking about gunning. Yeah, that was a thing in prison, man. Used to do it all the time. And a hot lady walked by, and you just go at it. It's a real thing. There's also another thing called a fifi, where we used to take a rubber glove, fill it with lotion, stick it in the sink in warm water, then wrap it around a towel, fold that into a mattress, and then put in a porno magazine on top of the mattress and just have at it.
Jesus Christ.
It's a thing. Peace out.
You know, who is the guy? That's who I want to talk to. The guy who invented the fifi. Get no credit.
Actually, his name is Fifi. They named it after.
And there's so many levels of development there. He said, no, it's not good enough. Now we got to put it in the mattress. Man, ingenuity at its finest. One more real quickly. Here's Andrew.
Pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me.
I did.
Holy crap. Whoa. Oh, there's my GPS.
Oh, good one.
Love the show. Later.
Thank you, Andrew. That's the worst dispatch ever to end on, but that's where we're at right now. Got to do it. These stories that didn't make the cut. Family of the H&M child model and this whole coolest monkey in the jungle thing has moved out of their house for security as threats start to pour in. I want to come back as an angel. The haunting final words of Cranberries lead singer Dolores, who passed away this week. And you know what? That's it. Let's get to Today Learn.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
It is Today I Learned for a Wednesday, January 17, 2018. 15. Seven stories from around the web and around the world and all that good stuff. Credit goes to Reddit.com and the Today I Learned section. The score on the year: 14 for C-Lane, 20 for Sabrina. Do you want to go point free today? Do you feel bad about taking points? She's not here to compete.
Here's the question I ask myself. Would Sabrina feel bad about taking points?
I don't think she would. I don't.
Well, let's go.
All right. Let's do this thing. Here we go. Today I learned on this. Well, it's not a show. It's a movie. So in this movie right here.
Are you doing
work
this?
All night on a
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. That is indeed correct. Beetlejuice, starring many amazing actors with great performances, among them Glenn Shaddix. He was the actor who played, is it Otho or Otho in Beetlejuice? He was subjected to ex-gay electrical shock treatments when he came out to his parents. When this failed to change his orientation, imagine that, he gayed his way right through it. He then attempted suicide and survived a three-day coma. After all that, his parents said, okay, fine, and finally accepted his sexuality. Could have skipped a couple of layers of that, I think, and maybe just done that and not damaged the kid. Today I learned a guy once tested Major League Baseball's copyright disclaimer by asking for expressed written consent to show an old playoff game at a party he was having. MLB headquarters responded with a letter granting him permission.
Nice.
You know, it says during the games, it's like you got to have written permission. It says, Dear Merritt, in response to your written request dated September 9th, we gladly grant you permission to use the tape of the 1995 Seattle Mariners Game 5 win over New York Yankees at your house party. Best regards. I think your friends might prefer music or something, anything else. But
did you say that or they said that?
No, I'm saying that. I'm saying that. Today, we're in this band here.
Oh, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd is correct. Mr. Ronnie Van Zant, the former lead singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd, he told his father, Daddy, I'll never be 30 years old, before dying in a plane crash 4 months before his 30th birthday. Jeez. There's so many stories about that. I think everybody says at some point, I'll never make it to 30.
Yeah, Steve Jobs famously said, you know, was going to die young.
And if they say that and they do die young, you go, wow. But if they say that and they live to 97, nobody ever cares. So it's just the ones where somebody has died where you remember it. Today, I learned, you know, comedian Gilbert Gottfried, correct?
Yes, yes.
Gilbert Gottfried's sister is Arlene Gottfried and is a famed New York City street photographer with multiple acclaimed books and photo essays, very highly regarded and often thought of as one of the preeminent New York City photographers.
Hmm.
But her brother gets a lot more attention, I think. What with the tsunami jokes and 9/11 jokes, and he'll throw it all out there. Together in this band right here. Oh, I'm sorry. I just
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
You don't get no points.
Points
for that.
And points and points.
Damn it, damn it, damn it. They're right next to each other. I meant to hit this button right here. Today I learned this band right here.
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin is correct. I was even going to give you the clue that they both started with L. But
I almost said, because it was an L, Lynyrd Skynyrd again by mistake.
It was not. Today I learned that in February of 1970, Led Zeppelin performed in Copenhagen under the name The Knobs for one night only. There was a threat of legal action from an aristocrat, Frau Eva von Zeppelin, who objected to the band using the Zeppelin family name. Here's the thing. We can say on the radio here, The Knobs. Can't say that if we were on the radio in Australia or in the UK.
Oh, is that a penis?
Yep. The Knobs is what they played at.
I believe he showed him his knob.
I think we might be getting close here. February 19th.
Pulled out his knob.
Okay, enough. Led Zeppelin performed under the name The Knobs because of a pending lawsuit that was aimed in their general direction. They ended up winning and didn't have any more problems with the name after that.
Got a knob in his hand.
Today I learned Arctic, as in the Arctic, comes from the Greek word arctos. And, of course, you definitely know what the word arctos in Greek means, right, C-Lane?
Arctos.
Arctos means?
Round.
I'm going to help you out here.
Okay.
Arctos is for both of them because that's from Arctic. So there's Arctic and Antarctic, right?
All right, so cold.
Yeah,
Arctos
means bear. Arctic is the land of the bears, and Antarctica is the land without bears. That's what that means. That's where that came from. It's not about polar or anything else. It's the Great and Little Bear constellations that brought them to the Arctos name, and the Arctos brought them to Antarctica, and you get where it goes from there. And finally, C-Lane, your last opportunity to get a point for this lovely Wednesday.
I'm ready.
Today I learned this band right here.
Oh, come on. Hold on. I don't know.
80s, man. 80s metal.
Heart. Slayer.
Motley Crue,
Motley
for
Crue.
God's sake.
I don't listen to Motley Crue.
Me either. In 1984, Motley Crue guitarist Mick Mars was so depressed, he unsuccessfully tried to drown himself in the ocean. He woke up the next morning believing he was a ghost for the majority of the day because he thought he was dead. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We're back tomorrow after the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Phillips Files coming up next, followed by A Corporate Time with Tom and Dan, right here on Real Radio.